From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
January 8th, 2020. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be live here in this studio for the next 4 hours. And I am going to open the phones up. And we'll be taking your calls before the bottom of the hour. U.S. citizens of the United States, U.S. citizens of other nations, but all souls aboard this planet hurtling through space, I want to get your take unfiltered, uncensored, live and raw on air to see what you think about the global geopolitical crises and how President Trump and how the Iranians have handled it. The president just about 5 minutes ago completed a lengthy speech that went about 45 minutes where he attempted to de-escalate the situation with Iran. We will be playing large excerpts of that speech today. I have the transcript here. He talked up the military, talked up the U.S. economy. It was basic, standard Trumpian fare. And what he said about the Iranians being a large global paramilitary force that has been killing their opposition is true. I don't think it's true to say they're the number one exporter of terror in the world. We all know that's Saudi Arabia, which has been stopping that since Trump got into office dramatically. So that's something good Trump's done there. It's just not true that Iran is the biggest exporter of terror in the world. We all know that's the majority Islam organization. That is the Sunnis, not the Shiites. But I'm not going to cry over Soleimani, who they've built up in the media as a hero suddenly. Just a few years ago, they were the bad guys when Assad supposedly needed to be overthrown. And, of course, it's the Muslim Brotherhood that are the Sunnis that were working with Obama to basically take over much of the Middle East. But Obama was also working with Iran as well, a lot of covert operations. And so The final reason, in my view and research, has been fleshing that out as being correct, my instinct, is that Trump's really pissed at Kerry and Obama and the deep state using Iran to embarrass his administration and his attempt to pull us out of the Middle East. And Trump called for NATO, said, hey, you get a lot of money. You're in Europe. You're a lot closer to this problem. You need to come in and you need to pay for it and you need to stabilize the Strait of Hormuz. And we shouldn't be there paying for it. We're energy independent in the United States for the first time ever because Trump took a bunch of regulations off that Obama had put there to make us where we weren't independent. That's one reason. And so we're a net exporter, and we're the biggest exporter in the world. Drudge Report boils it down well. De-escalate. Standing down. Stocks soar. Trump, let's make a deal. Our missiles are bigger than yours. He actually said that. But Trump knows how to dumb it down. I mean, he's really smart behind the scenes. That's hilarious. My missile's bigger than yours. It's like in Spaceballs. He goes, my Swartz is bigger than your Swartz. Army warns of draft hoax. Yeah, the left's been pushing that big time. Iran, he only gave you a slap. And that's actually true, but those missiles were real, and if it wasn't for the Patriot missile systems, they could have killed a lot of people. In fact, part of the missiles hit the base. We even broke that before it was later confirmed with satellite photos. We have the exclusive photos at Infowars.com that were sent, let's just say, somebody that works in this office who has friends that work on the base. So we've got all that coming up. Owl Killer in New Jersey. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, hey, I just want to say it's great to be back once again, and I've never gotten to do this, but I'm going to give you a shout-out for your pod. So that Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste and that Super Blue whitening toothpaste is on another level. I use the Super Blue in the morning and then the whitening at night, and it absorbs into your gums. It is by far the best product that I've ever used in my life. I literally just took TurboForce on my way to the gym right now. I've had 4 shoulder surgeries and a back surgery, and that body has made me feel better than any type of physical therapy or anything that I've ever done in my life. So I just want to get that out of the way. Support this man. Everything that he exposed. Nobody knew about Bohemian Grove. Nobody knew about Epstein. Nobody knew about Bilderberg. Nobody called 9/11 before it happened in July 2001. Go look it up yourself.
Well, we try our best, sir. They definitely want us off the air. Without you, we're not here. But yeah, these are all great products. So thank you, sir.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Extremism and defense of liberty is no vice.
Well, I'd say DrudgeReport.com is the best up-to-the-minute global newspaper that's headlines accurately represent what Trump's speech. It was about 12 minutes long, but the buildup was 45 minutes of them, you know, with a live feed of the White House lectern or the winter White House. So, de-escalation, standing down, stocks soar. Trump, let's make a deal. Our missiles bigger than yours. Army warns of draft hoax. Iran, we only gave you a slap. We're going to be hitting every angle of this today, and I'm going to open the phones up right now so that listeners in the United States, listeners in Iran, listeners in the Middle East, listeners in Europe, listeners in Australia, listeners in Africa, listeners in Mexico, everybody can call in. And we did a really great job last night, the crew did, and Owen Schroyer and Savannah Hernandez and others, Greg Reese, everybody that did live coverage until late in the evening. Harrison Smith, the list goes on and on, taking probably 100 phone calls or so. But we did it by giving each person a minute. And I've been doing a better job of not making people sit on hold for hours and actually getting to you. But that means no matter how good your call is, the very best calls we gave like 2 minutes, even though they had incredible points to make and were in the Middle East or in the military. We just had to do it. So we are going to give the number out. It's 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539 international. Dial your country code and then 512-646-1776. Because obviously some international phone plans can't call 1-800 numbers. Most of them can, but if you want to call on your own dime or need to, it's country code 512-646-1776. And let us know if you're calling on that line and it's on your dime, and we will put you to the front of the line. 512-646-1776, 877-789-2539. I had some other guests we were going to have today, but I moved those to tomorrow so that you can really get a chance, because personally, I like the broadcast better when we take a lot of calls. I think it takes us in directions that I wouldn't have taken us. And the show's not stagnant. The broadcast is explosive. Very dynamic and riveting at times. But the calls add the true wild card. And that's why I told you going into 2020, we're going to increase the calls. We're doing it. Folks love it. The listeners love it. And so we're going to get even deeper into that. Mike Adams is hosting the fourth hour. And, you know, I almost preempted him today to play his new documentary on the dangers of 5G. It's only 20 minutes long. But I have a sneaking suspicion he's probably going to play his documentary today, though I'm not sure. So it's just funny because I'd forgotten who was hosting the fourth hour. And I'm like, hey, I may preempt who's doing the fourth hour to play Mike Adams' documentary. And they go, well, it's Mike Adams. I go, oh, okay. So we'll definitely have all that for you. It's posted on the front page of InfoWars.com right now. And the Mike Adams section of natural news that we have right there at band.video. Entire counterthink section with Mike Adams. Definitely want to get that. Definitely want to share that. It is so important. That's the counterthink section. There's actually another section for Mike. Okay. Let me just pull back here and give my perspective on this. I'm going to play some of Trump's speech, and then we're going to go to your phone calls. I like having a president that's got the establishment pissed. I like having a president that actually makes the decisions himself and isn't controlled by a bunch of lackeys. I like a president who says our country's good and that we should have a border and that we should have a Second Amendment and that our national sovereignty is important. I like having a nation that says we shouldn't be the policeman of the world. And Trump is trying to make the nation, be that country that I think is what follows our Bill of Rights and Constitution that made it so successful. That said, he's going to be pulled by different forces. And he's going to be presented with information sometimes that he thinks is accurate and is going to make decisions that aren't going to be perfect. I don't like the neocons pushing for water war. I don't like the left, who's usually for every war that comes along and has been mad at Trump because he's tried to pull out of Syria and Afghanistan, suddenly flying Iranian flags, Iranian flag emojis on Twitter and Facebook and siding with Iran and having mullahs on and Islamic leaders who have called for the destruction of the United States, the destruction of Israel, who've called for shooting American hostages, who've called for killing Americans all over the world, and just sycophantically worshiping the authoritarian regime of Tehran that has killed thousands and thousands of people just in the last month, mowing them down on the streets, massive assassinations of anybody that doesn't submit, women being beaten and put in prison that don't wear hijabs, and the left that's always telling us that America's bad and Christianity's bad and we oppress women, sycophantically worshiping something that basically puts garbage bags over women or beekeeper suits. It fundamentally scares me, pisses me off, and makes me revile it. And, you know, I live in Austin. I went last night after I got off air at 9 o'clock and Greg Reese and others took over. And I pulled into a mom and pop hamburger place. And there wasn't one group of Muslims in there. There were two groups on separate sides at a place I've been eating hamburgers since I was 5 years old. I used to drive down here with my parents when I was a kid, go with my grandfather to Dan's Hamburgers over off of Ben White and Manteca. And it's not that I hate those people. It's that anywhere Islam becomes 10% of the population, they begin pushing everyone else out. They begin conquering everyone. And I can't go to Iran and be free. I can't go to Saudi Arabia and be free. I can't go to almost any Islamic country and be free. And every other Islamic country that borders a Christian country or a Buddhist country is attacking it. Kenya didn't used to have any Muslims. Now it's being taken over by them. Same thing with a lot of these countries. And Islam's been expanding for over 1,000 years, and we almost lost Europe to it. Turkey used to be the Holy Roman Empire's Eastern Empire. It got taken over. The men killed, the women put on slave ships and sold all over the world. And so it's a group conquering people. And they're very arrogant on average. They're very full of themselves and they think they have a right to rule me. Well, you don't have a right to rule me. Now, that said, I was against the wars going in the Middle East because they were adventurous and they were removing people that were a lot better than what the globalists were putting in. Because the globalists were wanting to destabilize Islam, to break its borders, put radicals in, and then use it as a weapon against the West. So this is a very sophisticated problem we face, but it'd be like if I was, say, Jewish, and Germany was 1939 Germany, and I was in another country. Let's say Paris, and I'm in a restaurant, and there's a couple Nazis in there. I would be uncomfortable. And it's the fact that I didn't used to see Muslims anywhere. If I go to, say, Barton Creek Mall, sometimes it'll be, it's 7 at night, hundreds of women in full burqas. I'll be sitting there in restaurants on a routine basis. I walk in, and I can't eat my dinner. I'm there with my daughters, and the Muslims are looking at my daughters because they're not wearing hijabs, and their women have full face mask on. They have to take the fork and eat under it. They're in Halloween costumes. And I don't like it. We don't wear Halloween costumes in America unless it's Halloween. We don't make women wear bags over their heads. And then the left sycophantically loving it and promoting it and coddling it and making sure little girls wear full face masks in school. And the little girls take them off and the school reports them to their parents and they get beaten. That's sick. And the left's sick. They're sick, evil, filth. And pedophilia is rampant in Islam. So here's the thing. It's like somebody feed me poison. I'm throwing it up. So that's where I stand on this, is that the real threat is the open borders. And Trump's been trying to shut the massive Islamic surge of this country that Obama started down. And that's why I support Trump. Go back to their own Islamic countries where they live in the Stone Ages and murder your women and do whatever you want. Just stay the hell out of my country.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I want to talk about Super Silver whitening toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people Super Silver whitening toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste and it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean and the toothpaste that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now because I like the way it feels.
The best product, I'm not supposed to be biased, but I'm going to tell you all now, if you haven't tried TurboForce, you need to try it. I've tried TurboForce with everything. Sometimes, you know, I went a little bit crazy. I put TurboForce in my coffee. That was a crazy week. I don't remember sleeping, but as far as the products go, TurboForce is my favorite, and all the InfoWars products are down to taking control of your life, taking control of your health, not relying on other people to do it for you. Nobody wakes up in the morning and thinks, I'm going to give that person over there a better life. I'm going to wake up today. You know what? I'm going to spend my entire day trying to make that guy over there healthier, happier, and richer. I'm going to make sure he gets a Ferrari and a girlfriend. I don't think that happens very often. It's never happened to me. I've never had anyone knock on my door and said, Tate, you're such a good guy. How can I improve your life in every single way? There's only one person who woke up and thought that, and that was me. I woke up and thought, you know what? Okay, I want to take control of my life. I want to take control of my health. And that's why you need to go to InfoWars.com, take control of your health right now, and support the resistance. Don't buy into the groupthink. Don't drink the Kool-Aid, drink the Turbo Force. Kool-Aid's bad and the Turbo Force is good.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I needed to go to the beginning of Trump's speech that he just completed about 30 minutes ago in the last segment, but I went into a rant about the Islamification of the West and how the two things just are not compatible and how they're not adopting our ways. They're trying to make us adopt their ways, and it's a fact. And the globalists are trying to force this on us because they see Islam in an alliance with socialism and collectivism, and that we'll give up our basic freedoms to the collectivist state that will then referee what's left of Western culture with the Islamic takeover. By the way, Dave Chappelle came out in an award speech last night and gave a really powerful speech. And I'm going to air some excerpts of that coming up at the start of the next hour and to tie it in to Ricky Gervais, who really symbolizes the fall of Hollywood and how when the only popular actors, only popular comedians are saying how pathetic Hollywood is and how evil it is and how you better hope there isn't a Second Amendment revolution. That's what Chappelle said. They know that's what's popular. They're not just stepping out and saying that because it's what they believe. Yes, I know folks that know Dave Chappelle. He knows about the globalists, the Illuminati, the New World Order. He doesn't like them. He's a good guy. But he wouldn't be doing this now unless he knew the time was right. Same thing with Ricky Gervais and the rest of it. So they are falling apart. The system is super unpopular. And I go back to Joe Rogan's podcast. He was arguably the biggest long-form podcast 3 years ago when he finally had me on his show, invited me on. And that was the biggest podcast he'd ever done to that point. Then he waits 2 years to have me back on, and it becomes the all-time biggest, even bigger than Elon Musk. 40-something million total views. Now, that's as big as a football playoff game. A football playoff game makes about $100 million in advertising. I bet Joe Rogan made $100,000 when I came on. Maybe more. But it just shows how if it's the NFL, it's $100 million. But if you have the same viewers for 4 hours, it's $100,000. And that shows how saying Hollywood or the NFL is this royalty, once that wears off, it's over for them, and it's already happening. And Dave Chappelle knows that, and they all know it. So it's not about, oh, I have the biggest podcast, I've had the biggest appearances for a long-form interview ever. It's saying, we're super popular. Yeah, that's just the YouTube version, 16.9 million views. But he has over 50 other videos derivative of that. Just on the YouTube, it's over 30 million views. And you count all the others, over 40 million. So that's what I'm getting at is this freedom that we're promoting is super popular. Like, oh, we went out and sampled this ideology and people are eating it up. Well, they better. I mean, freedom and justice and long life and what made America great, rugged individualism, men being men, women being women, people being strong and honorable and also being daring and aggressive. And yes, violent when you need to be. That's part of being healthy. I'm a very loving person. I'm also extremely violent if I need to be. Because that's normal. That's a normal attribute, like a Swiss Army knife has many different tools on it. But laying down and groveling has become what the West is about, and a red carpet to every other ideology and every other system. Losing who we are in the process of groveling on our knees, we are transformed into slaves. And so I will go to your phone calls and I'll play the Trump clip directly when we start the next segment, and I'll cover all the other news. But while we are distracted with the geopolitical crises that, thank God, Trump's trying to de-escalate, and hopefully Iran will take the cue and do that and stop their Shiite expansion in the Middle East, because Trump wants us to get out of there, hand it over to NATO, and hopefully they'll stop killing each other. And that's what he's saying. You stop expanding Shiites, you stop expanding Sunnis, or we'll stay here and blow your ass off, but we'll just kill your leaders. No more troops dying in the blood and the sand. No more random Muslims dying. I don't hate Muslims. I fear them. I fear being conquered. But you know who's even worse than the Muslim leadership who's enslaved their own people and who are expanding worldwide? Might be 3 billion Muslims in 10 years or less. 30-30. Is the left. And the left's so evil and so anti-Christian, it's merged with Islam for now to double team what's left of the West. When they're done, they'll go after the Muslims as well. But, you know, it is the Muslims standing up to the pedophile training in schools in Europe. It is the Muslims that are doing that. So there's a lot of people that, as Muslims, are not bad people. But the ideology and the political Islam that's expansive is like cancer. But you know what? It's a lot better cancer than the left. That's pure Satanism. I'll say it. Islam is better than occultic leftism, which is just pure Satanism. And that's what Iran points at and goes, look, America's the great Satan. Well, if you're watching Hollywood over there from their culture, it is the great Satan. But that's not America. That pus pit that is Los Angeles and the pus pit that are the high rises in New York where the elites live, not all of New York. I like New York in a lot of ways. The energy there has made me feel physically like I'm in hell. But San Francisco has a hellish energy. L.A. has a hellish energy. I've been around Hillary Clinton. She has a hellish energy. Janet Reno has a hellish energy. Places have an energy. I felt psychotically powerful at Stonehenge it wasn't placebo. I like all of a sudden walked up and was like, and the park ranger was a professor and he goes, yeah, about 30% of people have that effect when they cross that line right there. It's electromagnetics coming out of the earth. That's what the ancients, you know, would like, what is it about this place? But so places have their own energy, but individuals have their own energy. And, you know, I could get seduced by the energy of Stonehenge. But I could never be seduced by the devil's energy that comes out of L.A. that's just vampiric and emptiness and just sorrow and dreams that are stolen. I mean, it'd be like offering me $1 billion for my eyeballs. No way. Well, how about your soul? You wouldn't sell your eyeballs. Why would you sell your soul for something so empty? I don't know. I had to get away from Stonehenge because, you know, that feeling was, wow, you know, I don't want to get away from this. And it did make me feel violent. That's why they took people there and killed the people. It was a human sacrifice site. So there's a lot going on in the world, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm not going to submit to the energy force of Islam because it's creepy. It's oppressive when I'm around it. I don't like it. But the energy of Christ is pure and is clean and is good and is peaceful and is the quiet place of the Most High that Psalms talks about. And that's the place we want to go. So I'm glad that Trump's de-escalating. But a clash between the West and Islam has been set up and we need to wall it off and hope that they can fix themselves and have a reformation. But it's not going to be bringing in all the Muslims and us conforming to them. I'm going to fight it. You're going to fight it. And Islam will not prevail against what's left of Christendom. And we're about to see the biggest revival we've ever seen, I believe. But I'm going to stop preaching. We're going to come back and take your calls. Bam, bam, bam. Play the Trump clips and give you the latest on so many issues. Please stay with us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I keep my eye on the news all the time. But I miss the fact that in late 2019, just about 2 weeks ago, the CDC and the FDA approved live Ebola vaccine to be given inside the United States. And it is an experimental vaccine. It is live. It's not even attenuated. They've just genetically modified it, so it's supposedly not lethal. Same stuff they did with the Gardasil vaccine that's admittedly killed and maimed so many. This is just crazy. And the Congo's had the biggest outbreaks of Ebola ever since they started giving the vaccine there in the last few years. Oh, and of course, opening the borders up here and letting people in unvetted, the Democrats distribute across the country. You cannot make up the magnitude of this insanity. And it is an attempted Ebola assault on America. This is the New World Order.
So what's the most important part, let's say, in a bulldozer running over the globalist? The treads, the wheels, the engine, the scoop on the front. It's all very important, but the fuel is paramount. And that's my allegory. TurboForce is vitamins, minerals, amino acids that synergistically work with six different natural forms of healthy, clean energy that last for 10 hours in the average metabolic system metabolism of a human. Some people get 15 hours out of it. Some people get about 8 hours. But people take this. People are taking it in sports. People cannot believe it's the best they've ever had because it's not hype. Nobody puts as much product into their pre-workouts, their post-workouts. You can call us whatever you want. It's a total solution all around, the best you're going to find. Turbo Force. Without you, we don't roll. With you, we surge forward together. It's like the bulldozer without the diesel fuel. If we don't have your financial support, we will be defeated. You support us and get products you already need that literally fuel your body and your mind. It's a win-win. 360 together. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. The globalists know that I will never willingly give up. I've said it many times. I will never give in. I will never give up, but I could give out. And it's very, very frustrating to see them committing all their crimes against humanity, to see evil running rampant like this, and to know that most Americans have already been silenced in cyberspace, that most Americans have already been shadow banned by big tech, and to know that most Americans feel powerless and don't realize how much power they have by spreading the word about NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com, and Band.video. And that people are hungry for the truth now more than ever. And then if you tell people, hey, the banned truth they don't want you to have is at InfoWars.com/show and Band.video. So take heart, folks. They've had to censor everybody and shut everybody down because the truth is powerful and they can't beat us fair and square.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Troops out of the Middle East, shut down the Shiite-Sunni civil war the deep state had been fomenting. Well, President Trump is attempting to do that right now and give a big speech about detente and about working out a big deal with Iran. We'll play a little bit of it here in a moment and go to your phone calls. Emmanuel in Norway will be up first. We've got folks calling in from all over the world and all over the country, from Washington, D.C., to Colorado, to New York, to New Jersey, to California, to Florida, to Maryland, to North Carolina, to Texas, and many places in between, like Pennsylvania. Your calls are coming up. When you hear a caller hang up, it's your chance to call 877-789-2539. I am your host, Alex Jones. I went off into a Islamic jag, but I'll say it again. The globalists stirring up the Islamicists, putting radical Muslims in, having them have civil wars, starving their people en masse with huge sanctions, bombing the Serbs and letting the Islamics take over there, is order out of chaos. And it's very, very dangerous, and that's the real evil, is the satanic New World Order above it all. So I don't want to be an enemy of Islam, but I'm a Christian, and I'm not converting, and I know you want to conquer me, so stop it. I'm not in your country that you took from Christians and others 1,000 years ago trying to make you do what I want. I'm defending myself, but I'm done. That said, I don't want these wars, and I think the listeners are in the same boat, but we're going to go over all of it. I'll tell you this. Some people said, is it the gang that can't shoot straight, or did Iran purposely miss the base? They did not miss the bases. They shot these higher-tech Scuds, ballistic missiles, and we've got Patriot missile systems that cut them in two at high altitude, and we've got satellite photos here of wreckage of one of the missiles at the base. And then we've also got photos sent to us by one of our sources that shows a missile that hit right outside the base that, again, did not detonate because it was cut in two by the anti-missile defense system. So see those exclusive photos up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com, tomorrow's news today. Again, I'm just going to be very short and sweet about this. We are listener supported. That's how we keep this news and information operation going. When you hear radio ads or you hear TV ads, most of those are for the network, either radio or TV networks that pick us up. What funds us, the lion's share, is not advertising. It's you buying products direct at InfoWarsStore.com. And we had that big year-end sale, one of the biggest sales we ever had, in many cases the biggest deals we've ever done. And I've just been so busy with all these huge news events, I've not cut new ads or come out with the new specials that are going to be very nice specials, just not as wide and not as deep because we've sold out of most of the products and we're not going to be able to do this for a long time, if ever. So this is your last chance to get a whole laundry list of products that are so good. The beet extract, VasoBeets, one of the strongest beet extracts out there. So good for your heart, so good for your body, so good for your skin. People know about beets. They love it. This is a really powerful extract. VasoBeets, 60% off. BrainForce Plus, the great nootropic for your brain, what I call mental agility and mental stamina without the come down. People love it. It's got the best known natural chemicals and things in there that really boost the brain's clear focus, not jittery focus. And, I mean, I was exhausted yesterday at like 6 o'clock, and I went and took two of them, and then I was up at midnight, and I still slept good after that. That was Brain Force Plus. So InfoWarsStore.com. And a whole bunch of items that haven't sold out, like X3, that's got the deep crystal iodine, the two other types of iodine, so it uploads fully. It's the good halogen. Even Wikipedia and the UN say that 3 billion people have mental deficiencies or mental disabilities from lack of iodine. I mean, but then the globalists move to make sure you don't have enough iodine in your diet. It's incredible. Well, this is the good halogen. They put the bad halogen fluoride in the water and take away the good halogen. X3's an amazing system of iodine. I can't say it's the best you're going to find because we also sell X2, but it's apples and oranges. The two formulas. Some people like X3 better, some like X2. It funds this operation. That really makes it magic. But the results people get are incredible. For stamina, libido, energy, it's a foundational thing for the body. We've still got it in stock. It's still 60% off, but that's going to end anytime because we've already sold out about 60% of the supplements. The others are very close to selling out. Infowarsstore.com. Also, I never really talked about this properly when we launched it. But people that have gotten it, it's getting like 100% reviews on third-party sites because it's really highly sourced. It's organic. It's really good quality. That's Chill Force. It doesn't depress you. It's not a depressant that relaxes you. It's a clarity. We almost called it Zen Force, but some of the guys said, well, maybe our Christian audience will think we're being Buddhist. And I'm like, I'm a Christian. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows what Zen means as a concept. It really zens me out when I get too angry or too focused or too fired up. And I should take it every day. I forget to myself. You can take it with Brain Force, with Turbo Force. Zen Force has a whole bunch of known ingredients to give you focused, clean, relaxed clarity. And it's something I haven't really promoted. The people that get it love it. It's 60% off and free shipping. And even after these big sales end, we're going to extend that for a week or so. So get Chill Force, 60% off plus free shipping. Go read the reviews for yourself. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. The Real Red Pill Plus special with the free bottle of Biotrue Selenium. That's going to have to end today because we're about to sell out of the Biotrue Selenium. Just a bunch of stuff is up there. You want to take advantage of that sale today. before it ends. It is about to end. In fact, guys, will you guys give me the printout for the year-end 2020 mega blowout sale? Because that had the list of what was still available, and I got an updated list we made last night. I guess it didn't get into here because I wanted to tell folks what is about to sell out, what has sold out, and what we still have available. So, again, the big blowout at the end of the year, not to pay inventory tax and things like that. Thanks for coming through, funding the operation. If you do that, we can do a lot of amazing things and also fund a lot of independent reporters and news organizations and things out there. Obviously, because of deplatforming, we have launched and have helped fund a lot of covert things that have been very successful. I'll just leave it at that. So let me just explain again. Your financial support of this operation is beyond critical. It's what keeps us on air. And so thank you all. It's amazing. Now, I said I'd go to your calls, and I've cleared the decks with guests so we can do that. But Emmanuel in Norway, the second we come back, I said I'd do it this segment. I didn't. I'll go right to Emmanuel in Norway. Then we'll go to Liberal, Javon, Chase, Mark, John, Patrick, Tyler, David, JK, and many others right when we come back. Let's go ahead, though, and go out to break with some of what President Trump had to say in his de-escalation speech today.
As long as I'm president of the United States, Iran will never be allowed to have a nuclear weapon. Good morning. I'm pleased to inform you the American people should be extremely grateful and happy. No Americans were harmed in last night's attack by the Iranian regime. We suffered no casualties. All of our soldiers are safe, and only minimal damage was sustained at our military bases. Our great American forces are prepared for anything. Iran appears to be standing down, which is a good thing for all parties concerned and a very good thing for the world. No American or Iraqi lives were lost because of the precautions taken, the dispersal of forces, and an early warning system that worked very well. I salute the incredible skill and courage of America's men and women in uniform. For far too long, all the way back to 1979, to be exact.
We'll be back with your calls on the other side of this live Wednesday edition. I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spent a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today. You want to break some globalist ribs. You want to crush some skulls politically. You want to drive ice picks through their eyeballs spiritually. There's nowhere you can spend money. There's nowhere you can place your bet in a fight where it's going to have more power per dollar. Your bang for your buck here gets you great products at great prices that literally fund the system where the spirit of resistance lives to drive it home to the enemy. And so it's very simple. If you don't want to be slaves and you want to see the fight taken to the enemy, which God wants to see, you see, we have to make the effort 110%. God will finish the move. And I know I need to stay in the fight, in the attack, attack, attack. I want to attack. I want to go after the globalists. And just believe me, ladies and gentlemen, that if you want somebody to commit to you and your family to fight for all of our futures together, you've got to guarantee you keep me in the game. I'm going to bust my ass with everything I got for us, for myself and my family, and for your family, because we're in this together. InfoWarsStore.com.
Knock on wood.
I am not tempting fate, but everybody around the office, especially folks that have worked there a long time, have noticed that I really don't ever get sick. Now, again, I might get sick tomorrow because I just made that statement. I'm not tempting fate. I'll say that again because I am superstitious when it comes down to that. I'm very thankful to the good Lord for the Constitution I've been given. But up until about 8-9 years ago when I started taking X2, the products in InfoWars Life, I still got sick every couple of years. And, you know, I still get sore throats from allergies and pollen and things like that. But now that I religiously take the products at InfoWars Life, one of the highest quality supplements you're going to find out there, I just never get a fever anymore. It's probably been 3-4 years since I've had a fever. It's just crazy. So I chalk it up to genetics and the great products.
Sunday was supposed to be the last day that we could offer store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. It was 75% off with our big year-end sale because a lot of the products have already sold out. Most of the others are about to sell out. But quite frankly, I've been working on so many big stories that are breaking right now that I have not come up with new specials, and we're already so close to selling out all these products that I'm just going to go ahead and keep the sale going for 2 more days, and we're going to basically sell out of all of our major product lines. It'll take weeks, months, for them all to come back in. Some come in weeks, some come in like 3 months. A lot of stuff's coming back in next week. So I've just decided, because of the inventory issues and all the rest of it, and because some of these were selling at losses, are making people buy a lot of other stuff, and we are making a profit. So I'm going to just keep the sale going, but only for 48 hours maximum. And then we've got to stop it. InfoWarsStore.com. Year end, now 2020 mega blowout sale. InfoWarsStore.com. Biggest sales we're ever going to have.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the most censored broadcast in the world. Not for the reasons they tell you, but for reasons that have become very evident. We are telling the truth. We have dialed in what's really happening on the planet. We believe in a pro-human future. We've been effective at rallying other humans to that cause. We are the InfoWar. All right, we're going to Emmanuel in Norway. I just want to make this point. They fired a bunch of ballistic missiles from Iran publicly into Iraq. They were aiming it at a U.S. military base. The missile defense systems were able to shoot down missiles that rained down right outside the base, but photos have been released that one of the missile parts did come in and destroy part of some buildings, 3 buildings, as you can see, and caused a fire. That could have easily hit a barracks. That could have easily killed dozens, if not hundreds, of people. And so you know that if that would have killed people, Trump would have had to respond, and then we could have been off the races. So thank God, not just for the people that didn't get killed at the base, But thank God for everybody that it didn't happen. And I want to play this clip because last night I'm up here and I noticed we started reporting, because it was on MSNBC, that, oh, Iran is saying 20 dead, 30 dead, 18 dead. And I just said, listen, Iran's going to say that for their own domestic population. We're not hearing those reports. And sure enough, it turned out those were false reports, not our reports. We were just reporting what was being reported, which is normal, but just saying we don't believe this, and thank God it wasn't true. Let's play clip 12. MSNBC amplified fake news that Iranian attack had killed 30 U.S. soldiers. Here it is.
We're just getting reports now that a second wave of rocket attacks have been launched from Iran. The IRGC was saying that Ayatollah Khamenei, the supreme leader of this country, was in the control center coordinating these attacks. This bit I'm not sure about, but Iran state media is claiming that 30 U.S. soldiers have been killed in this attack. Now, this is not confirmed. This is just coming from Iranian media, but we have just stepped over the precipice, Chris. We have entered a very unpredictable time. We have to see what the response is going to be from the United States.
But we did not step over the precipice, thank God. And hopefully Iran pulls back. We're going to go to your calls right now for the next 3-4 hours. Let's go to Emmanuel in Norway. Thank you so much for holding. You're on the air.
Thank you, Alex, for taking my call. I just want to say that I know that a lot of people know InfoWars is important to Americans, but it's also very important for people abroad. We don't have any InfoWars in Norway. We need you to continue to be on air. And so for that reason, I hear you plug the products, and it's great, and I understand why. But I think it's time that we start tithing. And a lot of us, we are already tithing to different churches. And some of us don't even have a church any longer because the churches, too many of them, they don't really address the real issues. And that's why I call it sometimes, unfortunately, teddy bear religion, where it's just a cozy place, a social club, and it's not really addressing the real issues. And so for those who haven't been thinking of tithing to InfoWars, I just want to say that Christ came not to be a cozy bear, not to be a teddy bear, not to be so nice, but he came to confront evil. And that's what he did. He healed people because he confronted evil. He lifted up people because he confronted the ones that suppressed them. He set people free because he confronted the evil that was holding them in chains. And so I think it's time that we look at this as a church mission. What InfoWars is doing is like a church mission. A church is where people gather to find and to get revelations from God, to pray and to get revelation, and then you get a mission based on that, and you go out and you act. And that is, in my opinion, what InfoWars is doing, and I really do believe it is important that we start tithing. And also, the one thing that I'm thinking that you could do to make it easier for us to tithe is to get on your website a recurring donation option. Because right now I can go in and I can donate, but I will forget next month and the month after that. And it's not because I don't care, but, you know, life happens. So if there's one thing I would recommend you to do, Alex, it is to get a recurring donation function in there. If it's there already, I haven't noticed it.
Oh ma'am, since you bring this up, and I'm glad you bring it up, if we got enough donations, I would not even plug during the show. And that would be the way to do it, because the churches aren't against abortion in most areas now. The churches aren't saying go out and confront all the Satanism in the schools, go out and confront the pedophilia. They're all hiding. They're not saying don't take the microchip. World government's here, and the churches, most of them are 501c3s, and so they won't even say anything about what's happening. And so that's what I've said. Local radio stations that carry this show or others like it, people should support them, donate to them, because it is a tithe for the truth to get what's happening out to warn people. And we're way more effective. I'm not, again, tooting my horn at getting people to realize it's a spiritual battle by not all being hypocritical or all being stuffed suit. You know, I'm the preacher and you're a sinner and I'm good and do what I say. I'm just saying Jesus is real. The devil's real. I've experienced it. I've been out there on the front lines against these people. They know they serve Satan. It's a real spiritual battle. And the enemy's coming after me stronger than almost anybody else because they know we're actually waking people up. So yes, ma'am. We updated the shopping cart about 3 months ago with the latest, best, greatest software and security. But for whatever reason, I've got a special company trying to do it right now. The people are not able to do a custom amount. It's like $10, $20, $50, $100. We're going to have that, I'm told, by next week. I was having meetings about that yesterday, and we're going to have the recurring thing. Now, we have auto ship. It's like a recurring thing, but I know it's hard to get our products into Europe sometimes and issues happen. So thank you so much. And you're right. The recurring donation is the way to do it. And, again, we're not a big giant company, but I'm on it. I don't know why we can't do it. I apologize. Believe me, we've got all this multimedia. We've got to do our own streaming. We've got to do our own video. I'm not complaining. It's just we have a lot of stuff we have to do to keep this on air. And then sometimes the simplest things like that, I just don't know why we can't do it. But maybe we'll create a whole new site, because if that software doesn't fit with our software, instead of trying to always make this software work to do that, we should probably just create maybe a donation site itself. I've learned, like, we'll kind of hit a problem, bang our head into it for years instead of just go around that. And I think there's a lot of innovations out there. So we're really good at information. We're really good at guests. We're really good at breaking things. We're really good at going out and making high-quality products. But when it comes to actually making it easy for you to donate, we've really dropped the ball big time, and I totally agree with you, Emmanuel, and it's critical for us to not beat people over the head to buy products when a lot of people just want to give, but then we don't make it as easy as we should. So thank you, and you're absolutely right.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. God bless. Okay, we always get slow going to the calls, and that was one caller. Now I'm gonna speed up. Okay, let's go to Patrick in Maryland. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, Patrick.
God bless you.
Thank you for taking my call. Long time listener, first time caller. I'm an avid supporter of your products too. About 10 years ago, suffered from Lyme disease, got very, very sick, couldn't work for a whole year. And then I started listening to you, and I started learning about your products, and I was just amazed at how sophisticated all your products are. I think I take probably 80% of what your supplements and products are. I even have the Alexa Breeze in my bedroom. I love it. It's incredible.
Well, that's why it's the super supporters like you that buy the products that call in. You're the reason this is happening all over the world, you know, for passive people that are really waking up. Let me just say something about Living Defense. That's been sold out for 10 weeks. It's a bestseller, and it's not going to be in probably for a month still because there's one wildcrafted organic part of it that the big company we use, we're not compromising on to get that. And so sometimes we have to reformulate a product and change the name just because we can no longer get an ingredient at that highest quality level. So that's why stuff sold out sometimes. It isn't in right away. It's because it literally takes time to do that. So thank you.
It's fantastic. I look forward to getting that product again. It was very helpful. So is Z-Shield. And I noticed, too, here it is 2020, that we had a lot. I live outside of Washington, D.C. We had a lot of chemtrails, a lot of spraying around Christmas time, just before the beginning of the year. Now, January 1st, no chemtrails, no spraying. And the Z-Shield is fantastic for warding up against the heavy metal.
It's absolutely a great chelator in a detoxifier.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about Trump. He seemed a little nervous in his speech today, maybe a little off balance, you know, because of the stress and the tension. But let's really talk about what's going on with the whole scenario and what the media, you're the only one who addresses this, but the media doesn't address the fact that we're not at war with Iran. We're not at war with the Iranian people. We're at war with the deep state and the criminals. The swamp is worldwide. And he is draining that swamp all over. And he has to go out there and take care of the things that need to be dealt with. And that's what he's doing. When the patriots are in, you know, it's time to celebrate and thank Jesus Christ and the Lord God that we are in control. The God is in control.
Oh, there is no doubt that Trump is draining the swamp on multiple levels. And they are panicking. They don't know what to do. Patrick, God bless you. Thank you. All right. Hour number two in 2 minutes. I'm going right to your calls.
If you understand why the globalists, why the servants of Satan hate InfoWars, it's because we're awake, we're alive, we're passionate, and we're not giving up. That's why it's critical for those of us that are aware of the New World Order's plans to not get down when they attack us and they persecute us and they lie about us. That's what we should expect because we are hurting these scumbags. The globalists have literally sold their soul to the dark side, and they do what they do because they're slaves, because they are eternally driven to try to suppress and dominate and destroy the innocent. It is up to us who are awake, not the sheep and not the wolves, but the sheepdogs, to stand firm and resist these wicked tyrants. They fear the fact that we are awake. They fear the fact that we are alive. They fear the fact that we love God. And that's all we ever have to know, is that God is in charge.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, we are now into hour number two, broadcasting worldwide. I want to go to Javon. I want to go to Liberal. I want to go to Patriot. I want to go to John, Scotty, everybody right now. Let's go ahead and go to JK in Washington, D.C., says the left and right can unify against the elite. That's really what I'd like to do. And I know I can be divisive when I attack the left, because people think of the left as liberals, but the left is nothing to do with liberals. But I know we identify liberals as the left today because the left has been so successful at taking over liberals. And I think we unify the liberals with the right, you know, by using those limited terms that have limited depth to them, but still people know those words. They know what that means by exposing the left and getting liberals to reject the left. The left is anti-free speech. The left is authoritarian. The left is openly evil. And they have been very successful in destroying classical liberal values that are the jewel in the crown of Western civilization. Go ahead, JK.
Yes, Alex. First, I want to talk about the product. Well, first of all, I heard you on Coast to Coast, I think, 20 years ago, and I've been following since probably 2010 and been buying products since then. But the Oxy powder is fantastic. That saved me many times without going into the details. But I have an order on the way. Last time I talked to you 3 weeks ago, I had one for Christmas, and the people said that they're working so well, I got more. And I wanted to say on that real quickly, I said it to you before, and you like the idea, it works for liberals and conservatives and people on the left and on the right, because your products are neutral. They're, iodine's made by God, and that works for everybody. I just thought that might be an interesting advertising campaign.
No, that's a good pitch. That's a good pitch. Like, are you suffering from zombie-like leftist crazed behavior? Have you rejected classical liberal ideas that you supposedly support? Well, perhaps you are deficient like 3 billion people in iodine, causing a mental deficiency. That's a great idea.
And you can also throw in the God part just a little bit, because I know the lefties wouldn't like that, but how it's made by God, iodine, all these different products are the natural, which is the opposite of the pharmaceutical.
Well, they're not offended if you say Mother Nature, but I mean, look.
There you go. Well, I'm living in that world. I'm here in the belly of the beast, born here, raised here. I talked to you before. I grew up in a CIA neighborhood, and I'm just I have to be careful because of where I am, but it ties in exactly with what I want to talk about. This, I believe, is an opportunity to continue the momentum with Epstein, because I'm here in D.C. I'm a retired music teacher. I'm now a chauffeur. I actually drove Joe Rogan, gave me a great tip. So I interact with all types of people, but more on the left side. And all of them didn't believe about Epstein, the left or the right. And then the meth that whatever that state was, it said meth, I'm on it. The left and the right laughed about that one. Ricky Gervais, however you say his last name. And then you just mentioned about Dave Chappelle, who's from D.C., by the way, grew up right near where I grew up. And he actually he was an usher at Ford's Theater where Lincoln was assassinated. And Pete Seeger used to come to his house. He's got a great story. His parents are very politically active, I think more on the left. But you can tell why he's awake on how things work. I think this is such an opportunity. Once again, where I live, I move in the circles of the left, more on the left than the right, but looking for common ground. And I really think that the classical liberals and the everyday people are awakening, whether on the left or the right, because there's a lot of good people on the left.
I totally agree with you, and I think 2020 should be the year of people reconciling. They're going to try to make it balkanization, but reconciling and trying to come together. And a lot of liberals can be woken up. The piranha-like left is meant to be violent and polarizing to keep that from happening. By the way, I can tell you really drove Joe Rogan. Because he is the biggest tipper I've ever seen. Carries a huge, big, fat wallet of cash. Don't want to get him mugged, but he's pretty tough. And, I mean, that guy, he gives big tips, doesn't he?
Huge. I don't want to say because then there'll be pressure to, for him to beat that. But the biggest tip I got, and once again, being in D.C. and driving all types of people, I get to hear from them. And this is definitely an opportunity.
Yeah, it's crazy. He routinely tips $200.
I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalists. Because I'm committed to a future for humanity, and I know you are as well. So thank you in 2019 for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us in 2020 however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar, and you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you, and I suggest you use it.
Reverend,
if you are receiving Reverend, this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Reverend, Reverend, is this some conspiracy? Crucified for no sin. We're taking your phone calls on this live January 8th, 2020 worldwide transmission. While we're busy focused on what Trump did last Thursday, now the Iranians responded. Thank God the missiles didn't kill anybody, but parts of them hit the base. We have exclusive photos on InfoWars.com. But while we're busy focused on that, they're just coming out and saying, yeah, all your appliances communicate with each other, whether you like it or not. Everything's being seamlessly integrated into the incredibly promiscuous cloud. And I have to spend a lot of my time turning stuff off in my car, turning stuff off in my phone, systems jumping into other systems, controlling other systems, phones interfering with other smart devices. And then you don't even want smart devices because they're really just spy devices because they're always malfunctioning and they're spying on you. And it's hard to find stuff that isn't got tech integrated into it, because that's the whole business plan, is to have those devices spy on you as a whole new company business line, from everything from Samsung to Apple to Mayflower or Maytag. And that's what's going on. And they admitted the specs to it. They admitted the whole plan. And all these governments are racing to defeat each other to have the biggest, baddest AI to take control of it. It's just a decided evolution since the 1960s of the internet to take over civilization and to take over human activity. It is the slow destruction of a human future. And all of it makes us dumb. It fries us. It makes us alone. It makes us obsolete. The Internet of Things is creating 1984's National Camera Surveillance Network. Yeah, that's Forbes. It's all light years down a black hole worse than that. It is the surveillance apocalypse, because people go, well, what do I have to hide? It's not that. It's that the data is all sold and then used to game economies, game corporations, game stock markets, where everything becomes vertically integrated and there's no competition. I'll go to your calls, but here's a case in point. I remember 15 years ago, I'm not an IT guy, but I'm always learning about the scams that are going on and how that operates. And I remember having some of the individuals I was talking to that were engineers researching this. They said, listen, clear your cookies when you're on a travel site or a hotel site or on things like Amazon, because the word is they know your profile and they'll charge you different prices depending on what they think you'll pay. So they think you're rich or they think you're poor. They think you splurge. They think you don't splurge. They will charge you more or less. And I've been on hotel websites and I've been on travel sites, and you see the higher number, you clear the cookies, and it's a lot less. And years later, it came out in the news that a lot of big travel sites and hotels were doing that, and rental car places. Now, that's one example. So I know our audience knows this, but for younger people and others that have been growing up with all this and just think it's part of the background and it's just something they accept and they just adapt to that environment, you don't want to adapt to being a slave. We need to really get a handle on this and now cause a big debate about that and make the new economy about getting away from this surveillance economy and innovating a new economy that has technology, but not technology that kills us or is invasive. And going back to low tech, that's analog, that in many ways is higher quality and it's more reliable. I've been saying for years, I believe that'll be the next big real organic move, is away from all this. And then the balance of that and you know, the futuristic integration of different ideas of how we could do that. Instead, it's all one big lockstep situation. But here's the easiest parallel or parable or example. When you have a door on your house or screens on your windows, it's not because you're killing people inside and you're hiding something. You close your door because it's a security feature going back forever, where you know that the cave is secure and you have a higher level of security, that's closed because there's dangerous things in the world. You pull the shades because maybe the sun's in your eyes, or maybe you don't want people looking in while you do something privately, because knowledge is important. If you're planning to build something new and you've got a competitor that lives right next door to you, you don't want them to know that information. So just giving everything up is really stupid. And it's the creed that leads to total slavery. And we need to really talk about this, because now everything we exposed when it was in its embryonic development phases and then beta phases and now rollout phases is all being admitted. And the media now is admitting it and saying it's bad, or they're saying how great it is and we should just capitulate to it. And so we better get involved in that debate now and say no to all this, because it's out of control. So in 2020, we're going to be burrowing into that massively. People used to say, oh, I'll just put where I live on Facebook or wherever. And then you'd show your address. You'd geolocate where you are on the photos you're taking, not even thinking to turn that off. Why the hell would that even be on there? And then people rob you when you're out of town because they got everything they need to know about you because you're putting it all on Facebook. Now, I know our audience doesn't do that, but having nothing to hide has nothing to do with it. It's like saying, why am I wearing clothing? Well, because clothing protects my skin, and it also becomes part of human style. I'm not a bad person that I'm covering up my body. It's a choice I made. And if I worked outside, I'd end up dying of cancer if I didn't cover up my body. So doors, windows, code keys, locks on doors, those are there for a reason. And I know I'm stating very simple things here. People are like, why are you talking to us like we're 5 years old? I know you know that, but the general public that's been lulled into this incrementally is in big trouble. Okay, let's take a call right now. Let's go to Scotty, and I'm glad he called in about this, because I was going to get to this in the third hour, gun confiscation. Virginia Dems introduced gun control and ammunition bans and bills to ban guns and ban semi-autos and ban shooting ranges. That's mainstream news. They are coming for the guns. What do you think about that, Scotty?
Thank you. It's a true honor to speak to you and your audience. This morning, I listen to NPR News. You know, I'm a truck driver, commercial driver, and Governor Ralph Northam, I am a resident of Virginia, and he is drawing back on some of his ideals and topics. He is publicly stating that some of these things was out of control and it got blown out of proportion, is his theory, you know, of why he's supposedly come out with this new press release. In the state of Virginia this morning on NPR News, they played him having this press release. which I know, and this is what I'm telling my friends and my buddies, we have to be aware. We can't let our guards down. I actually live in Tazewell County, which is a county in Virginia. We are the first county that is forming a militia. We are putting a militia together for the state of Virginia, and I'm very proud of that fact and that matter. And you know, just keep doing what you're doing, Alex. You're doing a great thing for
us. You're doing a great thing, brother. And by the way, militias are constitutional. It's what we need for civil defense. And when governments become tyrannical and destructive of our Bill of Rights, it's our right and duty to form a defense against that. That's how 1776 started. There's nothing more American than what you're doing. But how are you going to guard against infiltration? Every group has to have a code of ethics and has to watch out what you're doing, because the Southern Poverty Law Center and others are going to try to infiltrate groups and try to get you to commit crimes to put your ass in prison. These are un-American terrorists.
That is exactly what I've warned these guys of.
Hold on. I'm going to come back to you, Scotty. Don't hang up, because I meant to get to Virginia right up front, and then I looked at my articles and went, well, I'll get to it third hour. But let's hit on some of this and then finish up with Scotty, because I'm going to Virginia. I'm going to be there.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have approved proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Sunday was supposed to be the last day that we could offer store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. It was 75% off with our big year-end sale, because a lot of the products have already sold out. Most of the others are about to sell out. But quite frankly, I've been working on so many big stories that are breaking right now that I have not come up with new specials. And we're already so close to selling out all these products that I'm just going to go ahead and keep the sale going for two more days. And we're going to basically sell out of all of our major product lines. It'll take weeks, months for them all to come back in. Some come in weeks, some come in like 3 months. A lot of stuff's coming back in next week. So I've just decided, because of the inventory issues and all the rest of it, and because some of these we're selling at losses are making people buy a lot of other stuff, and we are making a profit, so I'm going to just keep the sale going, but only for 48 hours maximum, and then we've got to stop it. InfoWarsStore.com. Year-end, now 2020 mega blowout sale, InfoWarsStore.com. Biggest sales we're ever going to have.
InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product, and we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste, and it doesn't compete with Super Blue that's fortified with colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride-free, the adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above sea coral calcium that also cleans but also remineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented Silver Sol
silver in it to knock out the bacteria that cause gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation, InfoWarsStore.com. And that's why we're still on air, thanks to you.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I have really tried not to overhype how serious Virginia is, but it's not just me, it's the NRA, it's mainline conservatives that clearly see the Democrats are trying to stir up a fight. They say bring in the UN and take guns. They say bring in the military and take the guns. These are state reps. When the governor's not in blackface or in KKK outfits, they're talking about keeping babies comfortable before they harvest their organs. That's after their babies are born. When this compromised monster isn't out doing that, they're promising to register and then confiscate guns and to arrest anybody that doesn't do it. And so you've had, first it was the majority of the counties. Last time I checked, it's only a couple counties that are in Northern Virginia that are Democrats, but almost all the other counties, over 90%, are saying we're not turning the guns in. And the sheriffs have had press conferences, and they've had hundreds and sometimes thousands of people at the county commission meetings all agreeing. That's local government saying we don't agree to the King of England taking our guns. Just because the King of Virginia, King Northam, is controlled by the globalists doesn't mean we're going to turn them in. And so the Democrats are spoiling to start a fight. Well, this isn't going to be like Eisenhower sending in the army so little black girls can go to school. Everybody agreed with that pretty much. This is the feds coming in to take guns, and it's not going to work. Might have worked to come take Confederate statues and try to trick the right into some type of fight because history's being taken down. But this is the guns, and this is unifying people. And, you know, I said it and Trump said it a few years ago when they said that the Confederate flag is this evil racist symbol, which it's not, if you know the history, that the American flag would be next. And now they want to take that. And they even want to get rid of the Betsy Ross flag saying it's bad when she was a famous abolitionist. But the average Democrat constituent doesn't know what an abolitionist is. Abolitionist movement started in England. And within 100 years of it, slavery was banned in the Western world, and the British fought over 11 wars against people that were still selling slaves. White people ended slavery in the modern world. It still goes on in Africa in 5 or 6 countries, most of those Muslim. And I'm not putting Africans or Muslims down. It's barbarous. It's backwards. But you don't then say to every person in Africa, because a few countries still have slavery, you're all guilty because black people have slaves. And so all black people are evil. It's like saying white people once did something wrong. So, I mean, that's crazy because Hitler did something wrong. I'm part German. I'm to blame. But they project this guilt, and they're planning something big. And they've said they are. And I saw Soros fund the leftist groups to come attack the right-wing groups. And I saw the media demonize just journalists in general that covered it. And I said, wow, Soros is trying to kick off a revolution. I didn't say the individual Democrats that were out there killed that lady that got hit by the car or had the heart attack, but they're suing me. The Georgetown University is financing a lawsuit saying I said some individual killed a woman who was taking photos. I didn't say that, but it doesn't matter because that's what the media and Georgetown do, ganging up on us. We've been fighting it for 2 years, and they are really, really upset. And we're supposedly going to see some big movement on that Monday. And let's just say this. The system knows they can't shut us down with these lawsuits because they're based in baloney. So they want the process to shut us down by claiming we're not complying with the process, which we are totally. We have nothing to hide about Virginia or Sandy Hook. What we said on air is what we said. But then in the process of discovery saying we're criminally covering stuff up, and then, oh, child porn's found embedded on emails we never opened, sent to us about Sandy Hook since the suit started. Hidden code that, of course, they got and found and put on the news that Alex Jones sent child porn to the Sandy Hook families. That's the type of stuff going on. And I've been talking to law enforcement, I've been talking to lawyers and others, and there's no doubt that Democrat operatives out there are trying to put a federal case on me to put me in jail like Roger Stone. And I'm not scared. They're the crooks. They're the bad people. Whatever they try to cook up, I believe God is going to defeat. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. But if they've already tried to plant child porn on us, folks, I mean, I got a call from D.C. yesterday. That's where this is all being run out of. And they said, yeah, this is the word. They're going to try some big stuff next week out of the fake Virginia case. So just be ready for some really nasty stuff next week, because they are pissed that we exist. Very pissed. And Soros, of course, is funding the whole damn thing. But he's losing it, and the globalists are in trouble, and just praise God. Okay, I'm ranting. Scotty in Virginia, you raised this. Here's the press release. Virginia Dems introduced new gun and ammo bans. As session began, semi-auto bans, ammo bans, class 6 felony to purchase, possess, transfer, any of it. Shut down the gun ranges, shut down, surrender any assault firearm that's semi-auto, large capacity firearm, magazine, silencer, or trigger activator to state or local law enforcement agency, even though it violates federal law. It says you can have that if you pay for the tax stamp to get the silencers and all that that nobody ever commits crimes with. And it just goes through, bans all semi-automatic center fire rifles, period, banned. Bans semi-automatic center fire rifles and single multiple projectiles. It just bans everything. Bans the semi-automatic center fire pistols. They're very specific. Just bans everything. Bans semi-automatic center fire pistol, and it just goes through every different type of system. Bans shotguns that are semi-auto or fire more than two rounds, or hold more, semi-automatic shotguns. Again, they just repeat every type there, and they're just coming after everything. I should probably just read this whole damn thing on air. This should have been our top story today, actually. I'm just glad World War III hadn't kicked off. I'm going up there peacefully, because they're going to say I'm there as a terrorist or whatever. And I'm going to be up there in the D.C. area and in Virginia for 4 or 5 days starting on the 18th. So look for that. And we're coming up there to survey what's happening. We've had two revolutionary wars basically start in Virginia, and it looks like one may start again. And I pray to Jesus that doesn't happen. Scotty, what's your other points about what the governor's out announcing and what's openly being said? Hell yes, we're coming for all your semi-autos, your ammo, your gun ranges. And they got bills introduced to ban all self-defense training, including boxing. And folks, I'm not exaggerating. I'm not joking. It actually bans boxing, golden gloves. I mean, these people are a damn cult.
I think the governor realizes that he struck a nerve. And now he's trying to back down. Unfortunately, we do have a lot of people moving out of the state. My father's 36 years old. He's a retired coal miner, worked his hind end off all of his life. And now he has to leave the state because he is an avid gun collector, which is wrong. But the governor.
Well, I got to say, it's better than having a shooting war. You know, we're not looking for a war, but but he'll move somewhere else. And then they'll turn Texas blue and we'll have to leave Texas. I hear you. It's a damn shame.
That's exactly what I told my dad. I said, Dad, you know, you leave this state, you want to follow, he's moving to Tennessee, he owns a house on the lake down there. But the good thing that the governor has done, and he knows it, and that's why he's backing down, he's turned Virginia back to a red state, a conservative state, which is what we used to be, as a good God-fearing state. And we turned our back on God, and he is turning us back to God. And thank God for that, and thank God for you, Alex.
Well, let me in on something. I knew they introduced the bills today to confiscate the guns. Are you saying Northam put out a press release and is backing down?
He is. He is. He is trying to back up and repunt on this thing and act like, well, now we're just wanting to do background checks. We're just wanting to do make sure that you have no
mental. Here's the thing. That already is done. So what he wants is a registration. Interesting.
Exactly.
But he is at least on the surface having to back down. Okay, we'll look that up. Thank you so much. More calls straight ahead. That's why I love taking calls. Scotty just gave us that big news right there.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you understand why the globalists, why the servants of Satan hate InfoWars, it's because we're awake, we're alive, we're passionate, and we're not giving up. That's why it's critical for those of us that are aware of the New World Order's plans to not get down when they attack us and they persecute us and they lie about us. That's what we should expect because we are hurting these scumbags. The globalists have literally sold their soul to the dark side, and they do what they do because they're slaves, because they are eternally driven to try to suppress and dominate and destroy the innocent. It is up to us who are awake, not the sheep and not the wolves, but the sheepdogs, to stand firm and resist these wicked tyrants. They fear the fact that we are awake. They fear the fact that we are alive. They fear the fact that we love God. And that's all we ever have to know, is that God is in charge.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Andy in Florida. Thank you, Andy. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I love you, man. We love you. Before I go ahead and talk about the topic on hand, I got to talk about one of your products. A little bit about me. I'm 245 pounds. I work about 10 to 13 hours a day at UPS. And make a long story short, I used to have a problem with Adderall. I do have ADHD, but, you know, I was taking Adderall for its energy boosting properties. You know, I kind of got a little out of hand. And, you know, I listen to you religiously in my truck every day. So I tried your TurboForce, and really, it's a cliche. This product changed my life, but TurboForce really changed my life. Needless to say, I no longer take Adderall, and I get by literally the 13 hours a day I work on a half of a packet of your TurboForce. And if you take a half a packet, that's literally a dollar a day, and you save so much money versus, you know, a Monster, which is what, $4.99. And I just had to call in and tell you guys how great TurboForce is. And if anybody's on the fence, they really have to try it.
We're really proud of TurboForce, so thank you, sir. Commit to buy a lot of your products at InfoWarsStore.com, then help us spread the word, and let's just get busy. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And we're looking, but we're not finding it. Caller was saying earlier that the governor of Virginia was backing down on wanting gun confiscation and ammo confiscation because he went on NPR and said, oh, we just want background checks. Well, when they say that, they mean registration. We're looking for that, but they've introduced the bills. Doesn't look like they're backing down to me. So we'll get to the bottom of that. I'm going to put a compilation together because we did this a few months ago, but we can't just forget about it. I'll do it myself if I need to. I'm going to get the Democrat debates when they all agreed with Beto at two different debates that, yeah, we should take all the semi-autos. And then it all became, oh, Beto just said that. That's not what we really want to do.
No, that's the New York Times. That's the Boston Globe. Repeal the Second Amendment. Take the guns out of their dead hands. Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in. That's been their goal. And every city Democrats control, that's what they've done. And finally, they come out on the big stage and admit it all. And then we just kind of let it move on to the next thing. And now they're back to denying, oh, we don't want your guns. Everywhere they get control, they take the guns and the crime rate explodes, just like Chicago, just like Baltimore, Maryland, just like Washington, D.C., just like those cities. And then they make it legal for criminals to commit crimes and the police can't chase criminals. And now juveniles can't be arrested in California if they commit crimes. So, of course, the cartels are going to use kids even more. It's crazy. The Cruz demon had had police called on him 44 times saying he was going to kill people at his high school. He was already expelled when it happened. The FBI had been called multiple times. And then the police stood down in Broward County and let him kill. And the media said that was fake news when I said it, but it was all true. We had real students on the day after on Skype from the school outside of it. And they went, Jones has actors on. What they always say that I say they're having actors when it's other people saying that about cases. And then they say I'm hiring actors. No, in Virginia, they had groups that hired protesters. That was in the news. Didn't mean that it was fake when the woman got killed. But see, that's how they operate. Jones says the woman didn't get killed either. Didn't say that. They hire things to foment. But I did not say that there was not a shooting in Florida. But see, that's how they misrepresent, ladies and gentlemen. I said the police stood down under orders, and it came out they did. I said that they protected this individual under a leftist policy that the state was passed, but that the county had implemented to let him commit crimes because he had the last name Cruz, saying, oh, we have a program to let minorities get out of jail free. And I don't want over-incarceration of nonviolent people. But when you're running around psychotic saying you're going to murder everybody dozens and dozens of times, your ass better be locked up. That's who you lock up, is people that say they're going to murder people and are trying to do it. All right, I'm going to stop ranting. I just go off on the Second Amendment issue. I mean, I should probably just read the bills. These are bills the Democrats say they support that they're going to pass. They've got control of the entire state. Last fellow says, oh, I hope we've turned back to red. What, because the governor says he isn't going to take all the guns now? The Democrats have the legislature. They have the courts. And they have the governor. I appreciate the caller, and I hope he's right, but we're going to look more into it. We're not finding what he's talking about. I'm sure it's there, but just having him say, again, oh, we don't want to take your guns. We just want to register them. Well, you know what that means. But I agree, on the surface, it's good to have him at least back down. But you see, they do that to get, every time our mass builds up, every time we awaken, every time we show up to say no, they go, we're not doing that. And then as soon as we go away, they come right back. We have to politically force our will through on this. Okay, who's been holding the longest here? Is it David? Is it Tyler? Is it Freddie? Is it Pastor Sam? Is it Chase the Patriot? Liberal, Javon? I guess it'd be Javon in New Jersey. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, Alex. Pleasure calling. I just want to plug real quick your X2. Normally around this time of the year, I get a lot of mucus buildup. Ever since I've been taking X2 this year, I haven't had any mucus. I didn't know about iodine until I started listening to your program probably about 10 years ago. And it's nowhere else that, you know, people are going to talk about iodine. People are going to talk about selenium. That's good for your immune system. It's nowhere else that you're going to hear about the silver bullet, nascent iodine. That's basically like a magnet for germs. It's very important that this radio show be on the air, because I talk to people all the time. They have no clue what iodine is. They have no clue what silver is. and they have no clue what selenium is. So it's very important to listen to this program, because what you're hearing is a modern day Apostle Paul that's looking out for other human beings. And none of these other programs are ever going to tell you things that's going to help you, that's going to help your life, that's going to benefit you for longevity, for a fight that we're fighting right now. And what the enemy tries to do is he tries to make us sick. He tries to destroy our dreams, to have us not focused on the things that God put in front of us. God wants us to be prosperous in health and financially as well. And that's why I support this broadcast.
Now, well, brother, point, it's estimated that of the people living on Earth right now, 7.5 billion people, 3 billion of them have mental deficiencies because of lack of iodine and iodine deficiencies. So, I mean, that just gives you an idea of how huge this is.
Yes, sir. People don't know anything about the thyroid, and that's in their body. They don't know what the thyroid is for, and they have one. You know, and I tell them all the time, you know, iodine protects your thyroid from, you know, airborne pathogens in the air that we breathe, you know. And, you know, I try to inform as many people as I can. But I called in, I brought up about a Red Dawn scenario. I always tell people it's a veil behind a veil. This whole thing with Iran, it's a veil. Like you said, you feel that something big is coming. And I believe that as well. That's why they're using this as a tactic. They want to divide and conquer. Everybody's looking at America. If they could bring down America, they have their new world order. They have it. They want a Red Dawn scenario in America. They want an Escape from L.A., the movie Escape from L.A. with Kurt Russell. They want that in this country. If they get that, then they could write the narrative, and that's what they believe in. But we have to understand the times and the days that we're living in. We have to have discernment, and a lot of people don't. If they can cause civil unrest, they will do it. It's a very tactful tactic they can use to get total domination. We could wipe out any country on the face of the earth with the nuclear powers that we have. They want to bring us down for a specific purpose, for a specific reason.
You're absolutely right, and that's why the globalists around the clock with Soros are all trying to foment civil war. It's why Netflix has constant racial division, constant attacks on the family, constant attacks on men and fatherly strong figures just do not exist anywhere in the media because they don't want any leadership, and they want us atomized and alone so they can literally topple us and take us over, and the whole world will fall to the world government system. Absolutely. Thank you, Javon. Excellent points, and God bless you, sir. All right, more calls straight ahead on the other side of this quick break. Can't wait to hear what the next callers say. Get ready, because I'm going to take 5 calls in the next segment. Newswars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Newswars.com. Please spread that link. Newswars.com. Sunday was supposed to be the last day that we could offer store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. It was 75% off with our big year-end sale, because a lot of the products have already sold out. Most of the others are about to sell out. But quite frankly, I've been working on so many big stories that are breaking right now that I have not come up with new specials. And we're already so close to selling out all these products that I'm just going to go ahead and keep the sale going for 2 more days. And we're going to basically sell out of all of our major product lines. It'll take weeks, months for them all to come back in. Some come in weeks, some come in like 3 months. A lot of stuff's coming back in next week. So I've just decided, because of the inventory issues and all the rest of it, and because some of these we're selling at losses are making people buy a lot of other stuff, and we are making a profit, so I'm going to just keep the sale going, but only for 48 hours maximum, and then we've got to stop it. InfoWarsStore.com, year-end, now 2020 mega blowout sale, InfoWarsStore.com, biggest sales we're ever going to have.
Owl Killer in New Jersey. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, hey, I just want to say it's great to be back once again, and I've never gotten to do this, but I'm going to give you a shout-out for your pod. So that Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste and that Super Blue whitening toothpaste is on another level. I use the one, I use the Super Blue in the morning and then the whitening at night, and it absorbs into your gums. It is by far the best product that I've ever used in my life. I literally just took TurboForce on my way to the gym right now. I've had four shoulder surgeries and a back surgery, and that body has made me feel better than any type of physical therapy or anything that I've ever done in my life. So I just want to get that out of the way. Support this man. Everything that he exposed. Nobody knew about Bohemian Grove. Nobody knew about Epstein. Nobody knew about Bilderberg. Nobody called 9/11 before it happened in July 2001. Go look it up yourself.
Well, we try our best, sir. They definitely want us off the air. Without you, we're not here. But yeah, these are all great products. So thank you, sir. I keep my eye on the news all the time, but I miss the fact that in late 2019, just about 2 weeks ago, the CDC and the FDA approved live Ebola vaccine to be given inside the United States. And it is an experimental vaccine. It is live. It's not even attenuated. They've just genetically modified it so it's supposedly not lethal. Same stuff they did with the Gardasil vaccine that's admittedly killed and maimed so many. This is just crazy. And the Congo's had the biggest outbreaks of Ebola ever since they started giving the vaccine there in the last few years. Oh, and of course, opening the borders up here and letting people in unvetted, the Democrats distribute across the country. You cannot make up the magnitude of this insanity. And it is an attempted Ebola assault on America. This is the New World Order.
The globalists know that I will never willingly give up. I've said it many times. I will never give in. I will never give up, but I could give out. And it's very, very frustrating to see them committing all their crimes against humanity, to see evil running rampant like this, and to know that most Americans have already been silenced in cyberspace, that most Americans have already been shadow banned by big tech, and to know that most Americans feel powerless and don't realize how much power they have by spreading the word about NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com, and Band.video, and that people are hungry for the truth now more than ever, and that if you tell people, hey, the banned truth they don't want you to have is at InfoWars.com/show and Band.video. So take heart, folks. They've had to censor everybody and shut everybody down because the truth is powerful and they can't beat us fair and square.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
A little bit earlier, I was going from memory, when I was saying 3 billion people, the UN says, have iodine deficiency and have had mental disabilities from it. But the latest numbers I've got from the National Institute of Health, because Wikipedia has changed this entry and removed it, probably because we were talking about it, the one that they had that said 3 billion. This says the IDD is concerned a public health problem worldwide affecting all groups of people, of which children and lactating women are the most vulnerable categories. At a global scale, approximately 2 billion people suffer iodine deficiency, of which approximately 50 million present the clinical manifestations in daily food intake. And I'm going to go into the Wikipedia entries and see who removed that, because it had links to government reports saying 3.2 billion. And I know we even did shows on that about a month ago and showed it. So I'll go into the Wikipedia entries. Now, this is so important, I should just go off air. Seriously. You know, like if a nuke went off over a major city, we'd all pause to grasp it if 10 million people died. Let's say Los Angeles got hit by a 300 megaton bomb, killed everybody. billions get brain damage. They admit it. And then someone went into Wikipedia, because we just spent the last few segments looking it up, and removed it out. And now I went and found it. We went and found it. Actually, the boom operator found it in the National Institutes of Health and other organizations, saying 2 billion people. So, again, that's a big deal, and it's a bigger deal. Who's going into Wikipedia and removing the entry that said 3 billion? The point is, it's a big deal. If it said a million, it'd be a big deal. If it said 500 million, it'd be huge. If it said a billion, it'd be incredible. Is it 2 billion? Is it 3 billion? You know, we ought to make this a bigger deal. We ought to find out what's going on. Because they're putting the bad halogen, the fluoride in the water, and then taking the good halogen out of everything, and it's making people docile and sluggish and stupid. Thank you. And I was kind of running around here all aggressively during the break. I appreciate the crew. This makes me angry. We can probably find my old folders on iodine and actually where we had the Wikipedia printed and show how they removed it. Because there's a lot of stuff. Here's the New York Times. China confronts retardation of millions deficient in iodine. New York Times. But see, that's 1996. You don't hear that anymore. Even though it's worse, they're saying. Pregnant mothers and the dangers of iodine deficiency. London Guardian. 2016. I'm going to stop ranting. I said I'd go to your calls, and now I'm not doing it. It just makes me so angry that they want us dumb and want us controlled. And yes, I went off on the jag because the caller talked about the product. X2, X3 are both excellent sources of iodine. X2 sold out. X3 is excellent. In fact, for some people, it's better. It's three types of iodine uploaded together. Well, that's my Vaso Beats. It's still 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and that's how we fund our operation. Vaso Beats is still 60% off, but that's going to have to end. And the sale's still going, but it's essentially over because more than half the products are sold out right now. I want to thank you all for your support. Store-wide free shipping is still going right now. There's X3 with 100% support rate on it. Okay, let's go ahead and go back to the callers here. Thanks for holding. I said I'd get to five of them, but I never will now. David in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
I'm pretty fired up. You know, that caller calling in about that, and then I go look it up, and Wikipedia has taken it off there that it said 3 billion people have mental deficiencies because of iodine deficiency, and now they've pulled it. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. But if it makes it make you feel any better, I'd say a large portion of your customers have purchased X2 and X3 like myself. And not only that, but the B12, the Vaso Beats. The honor roll, geez. And I'm just kind of wondering, kind of touch bases on this with the previous caller, but kind of wondering when that's going to come in. I'm real anxious for that one because it does wonders for my son. But I just wanted to say real quick that the most effective thing for me, the one thing that caused me to actually go out and buy the products is hearing all the other callers talking about the you know, all these things that it's done for them and, you know, their loved ones and the kids and all that. So I think the more callers call in to plug in an item, the more effective it is for people listening to actually go out and try to experience the product themselves. But I wanted to make a couple points. One, in regards to the whole Virginia thing with that Governor Northam dude. what does the government do once it confirms its people?
I'm sorry, that last little part cut out there. Say that again, sir.
I said, what does the government do once it disarms its people?
It enslaves them and then usually kills them.
Whatever it wants to do. And now Governor Northam is telling me that I can't train jujitsu, I can't train boxing, I can't train Muay Thai. Yeah, that's kind of absurd to me. But it just goes to show their insanity and where they're trying to take things.
Well, it shows. I mean, they banned dodgeball 20 years ago in most schools. And then a decade later, they banned running at break or any type of physical contact. Now they're telling the kids don't shake hands. It's a cult. I mean, it's like a supermax prison. And of course they don't want men getting into being rugged again and discovering close combat sports because they don't want it raising your testosterone naturally. I mean, I did 30 minutes of deadlifts this morning. I am high as a kite naturally off of that. Everybody knows it boosts your testosterone naturally. And I did 30 minutes of deadlifts, no big deal. I did some heavy bench press. I only do that like every couple of weeks because, you know, joints and things. And I feel like I could tear somebody's head off. But that's good. But they're scared of that. They don't want the general public being able to take care of themselves because they're a bunch of criminal oppressors. Do criminals want to target somebody that's disarmed and in a wheelchair they can rob, or do they want to take on a big tough man? No, they want to target women and children. And that's why they want men to be like lobotomized children so they can have their way with the babies like Governor Blackface KKK Northam wants to. Hell, he doesn't want to. He ran operations at hospitals harvesting babies' organs. The son of a goblin is a frickin' demon. So, of course, he wants his enemies disarmed so he can have his little peckerwood way with us.
And you guys made a really good point yesterday while I was listening to the late broadcast you guys had that, when the whole stuff started hitting the fan last night. I forgot who it was, made a good point that right now, if anything, the biggest threat and obstacle to the president is the people within the country that are trying to basically undermine him and then working these other channels through Iran and these other, you know, places that don't want to see, you know, that don't want to see our president do the right thing. And when he does the right thing, it seems like it's always try to flip, you know, try to be flipped around. And I'm counting down the clock until Pelosi and the other rats come out and say that the president's response was weak and that, you know, therefore war all of a sudden. I mean, it's like clockwork. I mean, these people, you can basically see the reaction now. And I mean, Trump really exposed that. And I just think that right now the biggest threat to the president is these people, you know, that are trying to undermine him from within. And they're using this whole Iran situation and all these other little sparks to try and play it against him. But it just seems like he's too much of a good 4D chess player because he's calling them on their bluff. And honestly, I mean, I've had relatives that have gone and fight in Iraq, you know, several relatives that have gone and done tours in Iraq. And I hate to say it, but if the Iraqi leadership doesn't want us there, then they can go ahead and be a proxy state of Iran as much as they want, because that to me just tells me that, you know, that it's, I mean, even.
Well, I agree. But I like how Trump said, we're basically pulling out and we want NATO. If folks want security in the Gulf, have NATO come in and do it. Why the hell do we pay for it? Because Iran threatens to block the Strait of Hormuz all the time. I say, let them all kill each other.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I think he's kind of seeing that. I'd hope, and you guys also made a good point yesterday about him being surrounded by these war hawks, and Tucker Carlson also kind of touched on this. And I mean, I think there's a lot of truth to that. And I think that the more he fails to recognize that he's surrounded by these people that just want to put him in some this predicament, it's not going to do him any favors until he you know, fixes that and then, you know, gets these people out of there and puts these people that are basically committing treason behind bars, you know?
Well said, David. Well said. Well said. All right, I got to one call that segment, but he was a great caller. Up next, Chase the Patriot. Then we're going to speak to John and Pastor Sam and Mike and everybody else, liberal. We got a liberal next, actually, when we come back. I've kind of gotten OCD or kind of Aspergerish about information because I knew Wikipedia had in the epidemiology section a link to the CDC and a bunch of other government sites admitting 3 million people had cognitive disabilities from lack of iodine, the biggest health crisis in the world. We found on the Wayback Machine they did remove it, even though it was linked to government documents. That made me so angry during the last break that I was running around like a piranha trying to find it. I mean, it's just sick what these people do. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's either happened to every person listening or it's happened to someone you know. Everybody is well aware of the fact that most people that end up getting the flu have taken the flu vaccine right before they get it, and that they get the worst case of the flu of their life. But still, like concentration camp victims, they line up at the different pharmacies and clinics to get the injections. It doesn't matter that studies, mainline government studies in Canada and Europe show that when you take the flu vaccine, it doubles your chances of getting the flu the next season by lowering your immunity. It goes on and on. Or the fact that the governments have never guessed the next year's mutation, that the flu vaccine has never, ever even worked. But how do you prop up a hoax? You keep the giant hoax going. No wonder we've got one of the worst flu seasons on record happening right now.
I want to talk about Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste because I hadn't tried it. except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And he's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people, Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old, and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste. And it's fluoride-free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now, because I like the way it feels.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We are back live into hour number 3. Clear the decks so that you take your calls. But then Daria said to me, she said, hey, we really should see what Steve Pachinik thinks about this. And I said, he usually won't come on short notice, but call him and see. And sure enough, he'd been at yoga class, and he called back and said, oh, come on. So he's coming on at the bottom of the hour. Mike Adams is very prepared. He's always extremely informative, quite frankly, very thought-provoking. But he says today is a special fourth hour ahead of the War Room with Owen Schroyer and Savannah Hernandez. And yes, more and more Savannah is going to be co-hosting on the War Room. And here, I really like her. Everybody likes her. She's really smart. And Savannah and I are getting married next week. It's a joke. She's marrying Bill Hicks. It's a joke. It's a joke. Okay, who are we going to take calls from here? Who's been holding the longest? That would be Liberal in New York. Liberal, what is your view on the situation?
Hey, Alex. I wanted to speak on the Iran issue, but then I heard the level of aggression that you had towards Muslims. Now, bear in mind.
That's right. I hide nothing. I admit it. I'm afraid and I'm angry. And I'm not going to be politically correct. If I'm scared of people and I'm scared of lying down, I'm going to be honest. I'm not politically correct. Go ahead.
Okay, so that is your prerogative, Alex. But the reason why I
brought up... Oh, my God! There weren't any Muslims 1,400 years ago. You run half the planet. Holy hell! You want to rule me? Just admit it!
Okay.
Okay, we get you, infidel. Soon we will put you on galleys, and your women will serve us well. Tell me, I hear the laugh. Go ahead, tell me about it.
Okay.
Okay,
so the thing
infidel. Call me an infidel!
Oh,
all right. Oh, Alex, you're going to serve us well.
But in any
I like event, you. Alex, you've got big balls.
It shows to me, Alex, it shows to me the efficacy of
it
the
It shows to me that you serve the Zionist swine who will be driven into the ocean. I'm just imitating the Ayatollah right now.
No, I understand, Alex, but can I get a word in edgewise? I just want to...
Call me an infidel pig fucker, and I will delay that.
Oh, my goodness. Delay that. But in any event, Alex, all I'm saying is that the efficacy of the propaganda of those that manage our perceptions is great because you and...
No, you're too important, Liberal. I'm going to give you the floor for 5 minutes, and I apologize to you. And I show the disgraceful Western man that needs to be given over to salvation and completion by you and the green flag of Allah. Allah, Allah. So I swear, I'm going to let you take over on the other side. Just don't hang up, Liberal. I apologize. I'm going to stop right now. Man, it feels good to go crazy. Shouldn't make fun of the Ayatollah. I just need some missiles, too. I'm starting to... Maybe I should convert to Islam. I am General Akhan of Muhammad Jihad. If I changed my name to Islam, what would it be? All right, I'm going to stop. I'm going to compose myself, and I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. The truth is, though, I'm not acting. I'm not joking around. I'm completely crazy, and everybody knows it. So when we come back, teleprompter-free news and information, I am going to apologize to liberal and have this nice person from New York City tell us how the cow ate the cabbage. I have shown myself to be an infidel swine. And so we'll be back in 60 seconds. I promise to be a good boy. No need to revisit any of this. And our guest will have the floor to say whatever they want. Liberal. I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, liberal reporter from New York. We discuss the situation in Iran and Muslims. And go ahead, liberal. Thanks for joining us. Give us your view on the situation.
Okay, Alex. With respect to your enmity towards Muslims, it just goes to show how effective the propaganda that these people who manage our world perceptions, how great it has worked. You are a man that you are well-versed in history. You know the ins and outs. You know about the Hegelian dialectic, et cetera, et cetera. But from a Muslim perspective, or person from the Middle East, if you take a look at the wars of aggression that took place in the 20th century, World War I, World War II, Vietnam, et cetera, these wars were done, or the participants were largely Judeo-Christian nations. So from a Muslim perspective, they are stating that or they have a feeling, or they have been propagandized to the point believing that these people in the West or Christians are as aggressive or even more so aggressive than the peoples in their cultures. Out of these wars, we have gotten what? We have gotten the League of Nations, the United Nations, the IMF, the World Bank, et cetera, et cetera. And these institutions have then oppressed not only Muslim nations, but other nations. So it is understood that you cannot have any deals with these people. And when I say these people, I'm talking about people, the governments that run the West. So I think it's important for you, and especially a listening audience, because you have, your audience is so large. And as you've stated multiple times before, it's your audience that actually got Trump into power. I believe it's your responsibility to just, I understand that you don't want to be politically correct, but you should pull back just a bit and demonstrate to your audience that it's the propaganda that is propelling these two, the largest faiths in the world, onto a collision course, Muslims versus Christians. And if you can remember, it was, what's his name, the Pope of Freemasonry, I believe his name was, what was his name, Pike?
Albert Pike, the founder of the KKK, top Democrat.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So he had his prophecy, as he called it, but I believe it to be a blueprint, Alex, where they spoke about there would be a big clash between Muslims and Christians. And as I guess times came to the end, or where just before the New World Order would come into play. And that clash would lead to the birth of a new religion. And this is what I'm essentially seeing, Alex. And as I said to you, I know that you're a man, you're well-read, you're well-versed in historical matters. And I think there needs to be a bit more responsibility on your part as you relay this information to your listening audience.
Well, I think that was very well said, sir. And you're absolutely right. And I don't want to say that I have a dual mind, but sometimes if I am having an emotional thought, I just say, why not just go ahead and have that on air to be the opposite of the controlled, calculated teleprompter reader? So sometimes I'm very intellectual. Other times, if I've had too much coffee, I just have a little bit of fun being politically incorrect. And look, here's the deal. I know there are a lot of great Muslims, really a lot of nice Muslims. I had friends that have been Muslims in high school and college who are very hardworking, nice business people, the whole nine yards. But the political Islam is always battling to take over itself between Shiite and Sunni, and it's very expansive. If you look at a map of the world, before 1,400 years ago, there was no Islam. Now Islam has taken over geographically more than a third of the planet, and population-wise is set to be 40% of the population and is very expansionist. Now, I see the West run by these devil-worshipping leftists, who I see as the biggest threat, and I see a lot of what Islam doing against that is actually a positive thing. So I see the left's alliance with Islam, how they went and destabilized the Middle East, put in the worst people, to then have it explode into Europe for a coming collision. I get that. I want to stop that coming collision. I want to see a reformation in Islam. I want to see a reformation in Christianity. I want to see a reparation with Hollywood, everyone turning their backs on it completely, because it literally is a giant snake full of poison and is the most satanic thing ever seen on this planet. Okay, I don't agree with China putting 2 million Muslims in forced labor camps. But China's a monotheistic, you know, communist system, and it sees another expansionist system as a threat, so it's just, you know, killing the poor folks. The problem is, in almost any Muslim culture, I wouldn't be accepted either. So I don't like communist China because it's authoritarian. I don't like what Islam is right now, it's authoritarian. And Islam has exploded like a bomb. In fact, can I have a wireless mic, please? I'm going to walk over here if I can in a minute. I want to show people, and then we'll show a map of the whole world, now that we've seen this map, but like a whole map of the planet laid out about where we were 1400 years ago. Thanks. I guess nobody heard me about bring me a mic. Well, the boom operator will bring me a mic. So I appreciate that, sir. You are awesome. You know what? I'll just do this next. Yeah, they don't even hear me. Nah, we don't need that anymore. Anyways, I'll do it over here. We'll do it next segment. Maybe next year. Who knows? Anyways. In fact, I'm going off the air.
Whatever your opinion on Trump ordering the killing of Soleimani, I think we can all agree that the most cringe thing to come out of it was the avalanche of normie-tier World War III memes. Within minutes of the attack, thousands upon thousands of Twitter users who spend 90% of their time whining about gender pronouns suddenly became Middle Eastern geopolitical experts. They suddenly gave a shit about a man, Soleimani, who 10 seconds previously they'd literally never heard of. Accompanying the relentless, impassioned, hysterical drivel about the immediate onset of a new world war were a multitude of inane, insipid memes. World War III causes a worldwide nuclear apocalypse. Me who say bottle caps for years. Trump. Siri, play 99 Love Balloons by Nina. Siri, okay, sending 99 atom bombs to Iran. Germany realizing they are not guilty of this world war. How Snap Maps be looking after the draft. Not every act of military aggression means World War III is about to start. Just because Trump tweets insults at the Ayatollah or Kim Jong-un doesn't mean the next time you look out the window you're going to see an apocalyptic wasteland where your local Walmart once stood. But it wasn't just a meme. The Selective Service website actually crashed because a deluge of millennials were Googling how to avoid the draft in the event of World War III. In the US, although there hasn't been a draft since 1973, all men ages 18 to 25 are required by law to provide basic personal information to the Selective Service system. Not doing so is illegal. The Selective Service then had to remind people that new legislation would have to be passed to reinstate the draft. The US, we are considering adding women to the draft. Me, call me old-fashioned, but yes, I was raised to serve my husband, cook for him, do the laundry, wake up at the crack of dawn to make him breakfast, prepare his clothes, and clean the house. If World War III is coming up and women want equal rights so bad, maybe we should start drafting them too. Me and the girls. See, this is why we need to go to war. Iran in 1973. Iran in 2019. Public library in Iran versus public library in USA. But seriously, how are people who have emotional breakdowns over pronouns not being respected going to behave if a world war breaks out? I mean, some of these idiots have near panic attacks when Twitter goes down for 10 minutes. How are they going to respond if an Iranian cyber attack takes down the entire internet for a few hours? When grown men wet themselves over a Millennium Falcon toy. How are they going to cope with the altogether different form of excitement of Chinese and Russian nukes obliterating US cities? Another cringe fest was the sight of people who've never even been near a war, would never even dream of enlisting, getting all excited over war.
Let's do to Tehran what we did to Dresden. Light it up and burn it down. Let's make Tehran a memory.
Ooh, you're odd.
When in reality...
All right, that's Paul Watson there. I kind of sprung it on the crew that I was going to show a map of Islam's takeover, then show a map of the world and show the expansion. And then you heard the caller, liberal, say that, oh, you know, it's Christianity that's been expansive. The Crusades were a response when Islam exploded like a bomb and took over most of the known world. There was some pushback, and now because of industrialization and expansion and populations expanding in the West and oil being discovered in the Middle East, yes, that clash has happened in the last 100 years, but previously it was all Islamic expansion. So let's just be honest about that. And that's all I'm saying. But I appreciate liberal calling in. We've got more of your calls with Dr. Steve Pachinik coming up. I don't know what I'm on today, man. I'm like a Tasmanian devil.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You want to break some globalist ribs. You want to crush some skulls politically. You want to drive ice picks through their eyeballs spiritually. There's nowhere you can spend money. There's nowhere you can place your bet in a fight where it's going to have more power per dollar. Your bang for your buck here gets you great products at great prices that literally fund the system where the spirit of resistance lives to drive it home to the enemy. And so it's very simple. If you don't want to be slaves and you want to see the fight taken to the enemy, which God wants to see, you see, we have to make the effort 110%. God will finish the move. And I know I need to stay in the fight, in the attack.
attack, attack. I want to attack. I want to go after the globalists. And just believe me, ladies and gentlemen, that if you want somebody to commit to you and your family to fight for all of our futures together, you've got to guarantee you keep me in the game. I'm going to bust my ass with everything I got for us, for myself and my family, and for your family, because we're in this together. InfoWarsStore.com.
The best product, I'm not supposed to be biased, but I'm going to tell you all now, if you haven't tried TurboForce, you need to try it. I've tried TurboForce with everything. Sometimes, you know, I went a little bit crazy. I put TurboForce in my coffee. That was a crazy week. I don't remember sleeping, but as far as the products go, TurboForce is my favorite, and all the InfoWars products are down to taking control of your life, taking control of your health, not relying on other people to do it for you. Nobody wakes up in the morning and thinks, I'm going to give that person over there a better life. I'm going to wake up today. You know what? I'm going to spend my entire day trying to make that guy over there healthier, happier, and richer. I'm going to make sure he gets a Ferrari and a girlfriend. I don't think that happens very often. It's never happened to me. I've never had anyone knock on my door and said, Tate, you're such a good guy. How can I improve your life in every single way? There's only one person who woke up and thought that, and that was me. I woke up and thought, you know what? Okay, I want to take control of my life. I want to take control of my health. And that's why you need to go to InfoWars.com, take control of your health right now, and support the resistance. Don't buy into the groupthink. Don't drink the Kool-Aid, drink the Turbo Force. Kool-Aid's bad and the Turbo Force is good.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Go back to your calls, but I want to just briefly quantify why I get so upset about Islam. 1400 years ago, Muhammad creates it. By the time he's dead, it's already taken over much of what Saudi Arabia today. And then it starts taking over neighboring countries, and it expands and takes over most of the known world, except for areas of Western Europe and Asia, within just a few hundred years. And now it's got a population that's the fastest growing at 1.8 billion, going to be 3 billion in 10 years. And it's unified and it's expansionist. And so, yes, in the last 100 years, the West has encroached on it because oil was discovered there and technology. But you have the left and the globalist allied with Islam right now because it's anti-Western and anti-Christian. So I don't want to be at war with Muslims. A lot of Muslims are very pious, smart people. But the political nature of it is so dangerous. And we had the article up earlier. Finally, the New York Times is reporting on it, how Xi Jinping persuaded one Muslim nation to keep silent on the concentration camps that hold 2 million Muslims in them, where they work them to death and execute them. And there's videos and photos of that. It's not debatable. But the average leftist says, my resistance to the Islamification of our youth, that's bad and evil, that I don't like the no-go zones, the grooming gangs, and the worst aspects of Islam, and how political correct people won't let anyone prosecute them for the honor killings, the stonings, the sexual mutilation, all of it. And so it's the fact that it's above the law and protected. I get there's another faction in the Hegelian dialectic that wants war with it, and then wants to have this big clash. I don't want that either, and I've not been for those wars. So that's where it stands. And much of Islam is basically a male thug grooming gang, and I'm offended by it. I'm offended by a lot of the times I go to a restaurant, my daughters are like, what is this? There's women with full hoods on eating food under it, and the men are looking at us weird, man. And it's I don't like it. I'll be point blank with you. Yeah, I believe Western civilization is superior. I don't like putting hoods over women's heads and burning them or drowning them in the swimming pool or stoning them to death, you know, if my wife and daughters didn't do what I said. Does that mean I like extreme crazy feminism with Jezebel spirit and the women all and then trying to dominate men? No. Women aren't happy doing that either. And you know how you don't deal with that? You act like a man and tell them you're not putting up with that crap. But it doesn't mean you put hoods over their heads. But see, the left loves that. Yeah, I mean, I had to watch this in Austin restaurants. Literally this. I mean, it's give me a break, okay? I'm done. And people go, oh, you need to be tolerant. Tolerant means I didn't get up and leave the restaurant. I didn't tell them stop it. I've got my free speech. Tolerant doesn't mean I bend over and take it.
I said I'd calmly talk about it. But see, that what I'm doing there, what to have the women be free is bad. Putting them in camps is okay because it's a Chinese person. And Chinese aren't white, so they can't do anything wrong. Yeah. All right, let's get serious here. Let's go to some phone calls. Mike in Chicago, you're on the air.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, my friend. Thank you for holding. Thank you for calling us. Thank you for caring.
I just want to pass something by. I had this idea over the holidays, meeting with all my Italian relatives. And most of them don't know about you, and I told them all about you. And I came up with an idea called 20 for 2020. Have every one of your listeners donate $20. And I know you have about 1 million listeners a week.
Yes.
And start out by you taking $20 out of your wallet right now. Have all your crew. And let's see how fast we can get 1 million people to donate.
Well, I could hire like 20 more reporters and literally totally change the 2020 election, just dominate the talking points if we had a lot more money. And I think we should launch some fundraisers, and that way we just judiciously plug those, but then have less plugging for the products. And so that's actually my plan, and we're working on some of that infrastructure right now.
The dollars a year on your products, they're incredible. But if you can't come up with $20 out of your pocket, a gift card, credit card, give a P.O. box, put $20 in an envelope and mail it today. I bet you could do this by the end of January.
It's a great idea. We should do it. And I appreciate everybody wanting to support. But let's get to what you think, because folks want to hear that. What do you think about the Iran situation?
Well, I was very disturbed seeing the president this morning. I never saw a president look more like he had a gun pointed to his head. And there's something very wrong going on with this whole thing. You know, that's not the President Trump I know. I mean, his cheeks were bright red. He looked very distressed.
You know, I wasn't going to say that, but when I watched it, he did stumble over stuff more than he ever has, and he didn't look comfortable. Maybe we should roll some B-roll of that.
And, that's about him. He's flawless without a teleprompter. And he kept misspeaking today, and the look in those generals behind him was pretty scary. So there's definitely something pretty evil going on, like usual, in Washington.
I hear you, brother. God bless you, Mike. We love you. All right, let's go to the next caller. Let's talk to Pastor Sam, an old regular caller who we love. Pastor Sam, what's your view on all this, my friend?
After your expose with Tom Papert yesterday, of Mike Pompeo, I could not stand to look at his face this morning, even for 5 seconds, as the camera panned past him and zoomed in on the president. I have given him the benefit of the doubt because I respect the president's appointment, and I respect the office, and I respect the rank. But dang it, I travel the world, and I expect the U.S. Embassy to be there to help me as an American. And the Marines there to defend me as an American and to put their guns in the face of whatever cartel has threatened me. And I thank God that the Marines are there to do that underneath of that American flag. But the State Department has been working against us. It's where a lot of the swamp lives. And he looks so much like Milton Bearden in his mannerisms of late. And I
the State Department is the center of the swamp. It's the deepest, most stinking hole.
And it's got to stop. Hey, one more thing. Your feed is going live right now on thetruechannel.com, the new Spanish conservative Trump-supporting worldwide network out of Miami, Florida. This call is going out live.
I love it. Why don't you plug it like 5 times? How do they find it?
Thetruechannel.com. On Facebook, The True News Network. So you have to put the in front of them, thetruechannel.com. Or on Facebook, The True News Network. And this feed is going out live. We're going to move immediately into Spanish language commentary on the president's speech, as we have been doing day by day. Also on my Twitter,
that's a gorgeous looking channel.
TheTrueChannel.com.
We love you, brother.
Hold
on. Give me your name and number, because I know you're the Patrick Samuel calling from years. Give me your name. Aren't you also a missionary going to Mexico a lot, right?
That's right.
Okay. Give us your name and number. I want to get you on as an official. I want to get you on as an official guest and talk about what you're doing. So we'll set that up right now.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location. And rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300, or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
So what's the most important part, let's say, in a bulldozer running over the globalist? The treads, the wheels, the engine, the scoop on the front. It's all very important, but the fuel is paramount, and that's my allegory. TurboForce is vitamins, minerals, amino acids that synergistically work with six different natural forms of healthy, clean energy that last for 10 hours in the average metabolic system metabolism of a human. Some people get 15 hours out of it. Some people get about 8 hours. But people take this. People are taking it in sports. People cannot believe it's the best they've ever had because it's not hype. Nobody puts as much product into their pre-workouts, their post-workouts. You can call us whatever you want. It's a total solution all around, the best you're going to find. Turbo Force. Without you, we don't roll. With you, we surge forward together. It's like the bulldozer without the diesel fuel. If we don't have your financial support, we will be defeated. You support us to get products you already need that literally fuel your body and your mind. It's a win-win. 360 together. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalists, because I'm committed to a future for humanity. And I know you are as well. So thank you in 2019 for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us in 2020 however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar, and you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you, and I suggest you use it.
If you understand why the globalists, why the servants of Satan hate InfoWars, it's because we're awake, we're alive, we're passionate, and we're not giving up. That's why it's critical for those of us that are aware of the New World Order's plans to not get down when they attack us and they persecute us and they lie about us. That's what we should expect, because we are hurting these scumbags. The globalists have literally sold their soul to the dark side, and they do what they do because they're slaves, because they are eternally driven to try to suppress and dominate and destroy the innocent. It is up to us who are awake, not the sheep and not the wolves, but the sheepdogs, to stand firm and resist these wicked tyrants. They fear the fact that we are awake. They fear the fact that we are alive. They fear the fact that we love God. And that's all we ever have to know, is that God is in charge.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, President Trump doesn't like war, and he says that he killed the top Iranian general and others last Thursday to stop a war. Well, now today, after the Iranians fired missiles at a U.S. Air Force base in Iraq,
We've seen Trump call for detente, and we've seen a call for de-escalation. I hope that's the case with Iran. But the bigger question is, why did this happen now with a few days of hindsight? Because Dr. Steve Pachenik has a lot of sources and contacts in the Pentagon and the government, and I'm sure has had a chance to poke around and find out really the wider picture. Is it true that there was a bigger war coming? What was that war going to be? What were the Iranians up to? Was Trump given good intelligence? Because I know Dr. Pachenik came on this show when he was a big muckety-muck at the CFR and Tom Clancy's main co-writer and a big Hollywood producer and said the government was involved. We're not saying radical Islam doesn't exist. We're saying 9-11 clearly had a large component of a stand-down and a lot more. And he talked about bin Laden being on ice and dying from Marfan's disease. So, and he's come out against a bunch of these other wars. So, I mean, I trust him to really give us his take on whether this was a good thing or not. And when we had him on last week, he was saying, well, first synopsis is, yeah, I wouldn't have done it as dramatically. This is going to stir up the Iranians. But now with 6 days hindsight, 7 days hindsight, which is a century these days, we'll get the unvarnished, unfiltered view from Dr. Steve Pachenik, stevepachenik.com. A lot of great news and videos on that site. People should bookmark it. So what is your current view on what's happening right now? And the president did give a good speech in what he said today. I like the, you know, trying to dial things back and saying NATO should do more and the U.S. shouldn't pay for it. But he did stumble a lot and look like he had a gun to his head.
Not really, with all due respect. The president really likes to talk off the cuff, so to speak, or ex cathedra. Let's not be too fancy. The truth of the matter is he did exactly what I said last week. It was a surgical strike. He did it for the right reasons. When I said last week that, in fact, the New York Times and the media was not correctly covering the issues in Iraq, it was a real problem because the Shiite students and the Sunni students were really protesting against the Shiite-dominated government, which was totally, totally corrupt in Baghdad. And that in turn was run by Soleimani and his henchmen. Soleimani has corrupted so many elements of the proxy war that Trump is correct. He does not want war. I correctly said that Ayatollah Khomeini and Khamenei do not want war. Ayatollah Khamenei is 80-some years old. He's got bigger problems than the United States. He just had an earthquake 30 miles outside of one of his major nuclear reactors, which may fall apart. He's lost 26,000 people in the earthquake. He's lost 176 people on a Ukrainian flight. And more importantly, he has an economy that's going down very rapidly. So what Trump did was a one-off, which is exactly what I do and my military guys do. We do surgical strikes. We take out an individual. We take out a country, and then we come back and negotiate. This was true about all of the people that I dealt with, whether it was in Panama, Italy, or Cambodia. And then we turn around, and I negotiate a treaty. That's what Trump will do. Anything other than that, I don't think will occur. And I think that, again, the Democrats were so far behind the ball, they had no idea what's going on. At the same time, Pelosi will get none of anything of the request that she wants. And number two, McConnell will continue to do an impeachment scenario, which is a kabuki. But basically, we're at a point of peace. The stock market said it. I said it. Oil went up for a little bit, then came down. And I said, we're a net exporter of oil. And we are so rich in oil and crude oil and sweet oil that we can overcome anything that goes on in the world in terms of oil. Iran now is in desperate economic shape. She can no longer tolerate the economic abuse that has occurred because of the IRG and Soleimani. And you've got 40% of millions of the kids there who are under the age of 30. That's what they were protesting. And Soleimani was ruthless. He had killed many of these students. And despite the fact that there was a appearance of a million mourners, I don't think they were all mourners. They just had to come out and support the Ayatollah because it is an authoritarian regime. We basically effectively done what Trump wanted. Do we have a strategy? Yeah. The strategy is simple. Trump will act when he needs to act. And other than that, we don't need all these fancy baloney strategic papers that were always required by DOD or the NSC or the State Department. It's a new era. We have a businessman there. And a
Stop right there and explain how normally it's these committees that decide policy, and then that basically means responses are super slow. So there's no real politics going on, because you did say all this last week right after it happened. You predicted that it would cause what's now happening. I think it was somewhat of a gamble for Trump, but so far it's worked. I think the danger also is that now neocons and others will try to trick him into more adventurism. I think he's smart enough not to do it, but right. Soleimani was expanding the networks. There were some internal fights with him. And the rest of the Iranian power structures, they really won't be too upset that he's gone in a lot of ways. He was getting too powerful. You're right. He was starting to project power into Iraq. And if we're going to pull back, well, we can't leave, that vacuum for them to then come in. And so I think the calculus you brought up is what the president thought, what he was shown. You hadn't talked to a lot of folks the day it happened. Now, 6 days later, is that from other folks you're talking to, basically the consensus that you're getting?
Well, when I came on your show, quite frankly, my colleagues in intelligence, I won't specify, all agreed with what I had to say. And they're in agreement. The reason they took out and they worked so quickly to take out the specific individual, it was a one-off, because he literally is the head of a terrorist organization. And what was described by Trump was that the Al-Qaeda, that the Quds, and the IRG are terrorists. They work as proxy warriors in Lebanon, in Yemen, Saudi Arabia, Iraq, and in Iran. Basically, you have to understand, I said a long time ago, Iranian people themselves do not want to go out and fight. So Soleimani understood this. In order to acquire the power that he had to have in order to compete with Ayatollah Khamenei, remember, they're potential antagonists. They weren't allies. All, irrespective of the fact that Khamenei cried, those were crocodile tears, because I knew his father and I knew about Khamenei, and I knew that there was a power struggle going on at the senior levels, as did my own people. But when I reaffirmed it, that they're basically taking out Soleimani made Khamenei more amenable to any prescriptions we might give him in terms of what type of peace we would want. Now, the notion that one man can make that decision without having to go through Congress, without having to go to the NSC and DOD, is viable when you have a man like Trump who's acquired the ability to make decisions quickly, intuitively, and doesn't back off. Unlike Bush and Cheney, who went through this whole kabuki of being nice and totally hypocritical and complete liars, and we had an intelligence system plus the FBI and the CIA who colluded with them in order to create a war that was based on false intelligence, you have the converse of this. You have a man who relies on his intelligence, relies on his military. The military told him exactly what we were saying. You take one off, this is what you need to do. You don't need to go after the militias. You don't have to go after Hezbollah. Because remember, a week ago, I said to you and our people that Hezbollah was in trouble because in Lebanon, Harari and the Shiites were being taken out.
By the way,
out.
Stay there. We got to go to break. And I want our listeners to understand something. I'm not here trying to sell people on war. I'm not here with an agenda other than freedom. People need to know why the president did what he did. And folks are really getting from a real expert the thinking that went into it. Whether you agree with it or not, we're just getting the public to think about processes and different ways of doing things. Instead of invading, you just kill the bad guy. You can debate whether he was bad or not, but the truth is he was getting more powerful. His militias were expanding. The Ayatollah was threatened by him, and that's why I thought gut level there might have been a back channel with Trump to kill this guy with the back channel. I almost started the show with that today to say I think it was a back channel between the Ayatollah and Trump. Turns out there was. It's in the news right now.
Knock on wood, I am not tempting fate. But everybody around the office, especially folks that have worked there a long time, have noticed that I really don't ever get sick. Now, again, I might get sick tomorrow because I just made that statement. I'm not tempting fate. I'll say that again because I am superstitious when it comes down to that. I'm very thankful to the good Lord for the Constitution I've been given.
But up until about 8-9 years ago when I started taking X2 and the products in InfoWars Life, I still got sick every couple of years. And, you know, I still get sore throats from allergies and pollen and things like that. But now that I religiously take the products at InfoWars Life, one of the highest quality supplements you're going to find out there, I just never get a fever anymore. It's probably been 3-4 years since I've had a fever. It's just crazy. So I chalk it up to genetics and the great products.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Sunday was supposed to be the last day that we could offer store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. It was 75% off with our big year-end sale because a lot of the products have already sold out. Most of the others are about to sell out. But quite frankly, I've been working on so many big stories that are breaking right now that I have not come up with new specials, and we're already so close to selling out all these products that I'm just going to go ahead and keep the sale going for 2 more days, and we're going to basically sell out of all of our major product lines. It'll take weeks, months for them all to come back in. Some come in weeks, some come in like 3 months. A lot of stuff's coming back in next week. So I've just decided, because of the inventory issues and all the rest of it, and because some of these were selling at losses, are making people buy a lot of other stuff, and we are making a profit. So I'm going to just keep the sale going, but only for 48 hours maximum. And then we've got to stop it. InfoWarsStore.com. Year-end, now 2020 mega blowout sale, InfoWarsStore.com, biggest sales we're ever going to have.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Adams comes on at about 15 after next hour. He's loaded for bear, but I promise to get to all your calls. So as soon as Dr. Chinnick leaves us in 10 minutes, I'm going to get to everybody holding Matt, David, Jefferson, Carl, Dave, Eric, and a few others. But we're going to move quick because I've been moving slow on the calls today. Didn't do as good a job as I've been doing the last few days. But got the War Room coming up, and they take calls as well with Owen Schroyer. Pulling back from this, just looking at it from what's really happening and what Trump did. You've got Putin running down to Syria. Now Putin is meeting with Erdogan. You have Iran hopefully pulling back. I mean, this if it succeeds, we could probably say is a success for America and for President Trump, which I hope it is. Obviously, we all have mixed feelings about it, but it is what it is. But what about the letter We had the Iraqi president last week saying, hey, the U.S. is pulling out. I've talked to Trump. I've talked to their people. Is that true or not? Then this letter leaks out, this Defense Department letter that says they're pulling out but wasn't official, but they admit was a real letter. There's obviously a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes. Do you have any information on that, Doctor?
Well, the key thing to remember is what I've been saying for years, and this is still true, and it came about. I said, number one, Putin will take over the Middle East with our agreement. This is what we have said for years, and Trump agrees with that. The reason we have Putin taking over, going into Syria, going into Lebanon, going into the various areas to negotiate a peace is that we need a new actor who is a close ally of the United States. Contrary to what the neocons say or anybody else, Russia is not our enemy. It's our closest ally. Secondly, I said Erdogan will be the predominant Sunni power in the Middle East, and he is. He has gone into Libya, which was, remember, that was the biggest mistake by Hillary Clinton and Obama, and made a disaster, killing thousands and thousands of people, destroying a country. And now Erdogan has to go in and serve as our surrogate. Number three, I predict Iran will come back as an ally. It will make deals with us, economic deals in particular, to diversify its economy away from oil, which we can do. And Trump clearly said it is a great country, which I've said. I've visited it. I worked with Khomeini. I worked with a lot of the Iranians, and they want to build up a country where 40% of the people are kids. So all three elements strategically are working together. This was predictable years ago. Why is
but you're
it
saying
that
the analysis is that Soleimani was basically on a power trip, expansionist. He already almost ran Iran. And at a gut level, I kind of felt like that the Ayatollah might have been somehow green lighting, that they weren't really going to do much if Soleimani went out because they were rivals of each other. And I bet they warned the U.S. they were firing the missiles. Well, that's now been confirmed today. The Iranian government's come out and said that's that correct. Basically this whole thing was kabuki. Thank God our missiles shot those down, because we had folks send us shots of the missiles that hit on the base and outside the base. And now,
your audience has to understand one thing. We don't just have missiles coming in strategically. We have missiles 24/7 by the CIA above Iran. That has been there for years, and the Iranians knew it. What we did was to take the MQ-9 Reaper missile and travel 1,500 miles, 50,000 feet, and bring it down. But the Iranians knew. We have had missiles and we have drones up there for years. So that's not the unusual part. The unusual part is that they didn't believe that Soleimani would be taking that with his assistant. Now Trump has basically said, this is my foreign policy. We're going to get out of the Middle East.
But let's go back. Do you think there's a back channel, not with Kerry and Obama and all those people, to the Ayatollahs anymore? We know they were working with Soleimani. Do you think the Ayatollah, at some level, it was telegraphed that we were going to kill Soleimani?
I think he had, let me put it this way, in order not to embarrass him or his father, they're very smart. They had an unusual understanding that Soleimani was a problem. I've said it for a long time. He was a self-aggrandizing boy who was a peasant, came up through the IRG, had an independent power base away from Ayatollah Khamenei. He walked around Baghdad. He wasn't hidden. He was taking pictures. He was taking selfies of himself and other things. And basically, he was the element that made Iran a deadly force overseas through proxies. Iranians themselves did not want to go to war.
So basically you're saying Iran's been defanged ahead of an offer and a deal to try to bring them back into the League of Nations.
And they will come back into the League of Nations, and NATO will help out. France will help out. Britain will help out. Russia will help out.
And that's a change in policy, because it's not the neocon destabilization policy. It's a really, what you call kind of an Eisenhowerian type stabilization policy.
Well, I would say Eisenhower, but George Marshall was the real genius of our wars and strategy, not only in war, but also as the Secretary of State. And he was a brilliant, brilliant man. So this is a man like Marshall who may not have the same education, military background, but I assure you, as a businessman, you do not create all the businesses he does without making a key decision at at his point. Remember, the government is not geared for this type of individual. We don't have the ability to make momentary decisions other than in the military and other than in military intelligence.
And so Trump is the president, and I agree with you. I was just having fun with it. He did look uncomfortable because, as you said, he doesn't like to read off teleprompters, and so that's why he looked more like us. Yeah.
Right. He doesn't like that. But you had Mark Esper. And you have Pompeo. Both guys went to West Point and they were in the same class. As much as I've criticized Pompeo, he did an excellent job.
Well, let me
raise
this last point because we're almost out of time, and I appreciate your time. StephenChinnick.com is the website. Pompeo is still over the State Department, and he brought in those Obama people, we just found out, to continue the countering disinformation propaganda CIA operation of fake news in Europe aimed at me and even other liberty sites that are doing nothing wrong, and they're using those certifications to get us shut down in business. And Pompeo is either a moron or he just keep all those Soros jerks in there so they can do stuff to me. Because I'm personally sick of this.
I understand, but Pompeo will probably be encouraged to run as the senator for Kansas because we need a controlling vote there. Pompeo has a limited point of time.
Sure, I'm just saying, what about getting rid of the Obama Soros people in the State Department that are still running fake news against everybody?
I agree with it, but I got, you know, if you put me in there, I will guarantee you I get rid of 73,000 out of 74,000.
No, you're right. Trump can't figure out who's who. He just needs to fire the hell out of people.
Yeah, you gotta just fire them. I don't need 74,000 people in the State Department. I don't even
because
need
they all do what they want. But we've been studying some of these guys, and they literally just former CNN people and stuff have their own little empires in there, just doing whatever they want.
Again, remember what I said to you: we need somebody in the White House who's tough enough to get rid of people in the intelligence system, 16 different units in the State Department.
Well, we can start with people that undermine the president and badmouth. I mean, these people are running stuff against the president. I can track who they are, what they're doing, and Pompeo is sitting on top of them like a bunch of baby birds or something.
Remember,
like a big fat chicken with them underneath him. Sorry.
No, but Alex, we got one problem, and that's going to be John Bolton. And the warning goes out to Bolton. If you do anything to harm the president, there are a lot of us who understand what Bolton's about. I'm not making a threat.
Let me just say this. Stop. I was about to bring Bolton up. Now he's going to testify against the president. They think he's going to be the secret guy that provides the fake testimony. So what is your message to Bolton?
A message to Bolton is be careful. When the gods are cruel, they will grant what you want, and you will be in the process of self-destruction. You've been in that process for a long time. You've lied, you deceived, and you manipulated your way up. It's not going to happen with Trump, and it's not going to happen with Richard Armitage or Carl Ford or a bunch of us who come out of military intelligence and other intelligence units. And so the warning is out there, Bolton, that if anything happens to this president or you deceive him in any way, my suggestion is you go back overseas and go on a holiday because this will not occur and we will not tolerate any abuse to the president. And there are many of us who know Bolton, and Bolton understands we are not making this kind of threat that easily. And whatever the FBI wants to do, they can do. But I warn the FBI, they have a real problem now in the Department of Justice. When Epstein suddenly died and committed suicide, and Warren Barr said that there was a perfect storm of absurdities, give me a break. So what we have now is a major sea change on the domestic level, not on the international level. Ironically, he stabilized.
Hold on, you got to do five more minutes. What you're saying is Trump really is taking control of the executive. He's becoming the president. Right. And by giving orders like this through the nerve centers, that changes the whole way the system works. And that's why the deep state's panicking. And I totally agree. The Democrats are in total panic. They're siding with the most radical elements of Iran, committing political suicide. They don't know what to do. And, let's do five more minutes. And callers, I promise I'm going to get to you, but I want to ask you about Pelosi, the Democrats, how they'll try to strike back, and that final arrow in their quiver, John Bolton. Stay with us.
InfoWarsLife.com. 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 You go to that URL, it takes you to the subsection of InfoWarsStore.com where you find the 60-plus products where we've gone out and researched what is the best, what gives people the best results. We either private label it or we develop our own with top developers. And folks, I'm telling you, You can see the difference in me, my energy, my focus. I've lost almost 40 pounds in less than 4 months. It's incredible. So do yourself a favor. Try out the products if you've been on the fence. You can't lose except if you don't take action. Because when you buy the products, you're funding the operation that is always delivering thanks to your support and God's grace and our action. But you need these products. That's the real reason you want to get them, is because they're amazing. And then when you get great results, please tell others about it, word of mouth. That's how we expand in the face of the NWO instead of imploding. We're fighting to win, and we are winning thanks to you.
I keep my eye on the news all the time, but I miss the fact that in late 2019, just about 2 weeks ago, the CDC and the FDA approved live Ebola vaccine to be given inside the United States. And it is an experimental vaccine. It is live. It's not even attenuated. They've just genetically modified it, so it's supposedly not lethal. Same stuff they did with the Gardasil vaccine that's admittedly killed and maimed so many. This is just crazy. And the Congo's had the biggest outbreaks of Ebola ever since they started giving the vaccine there in the last few years. Oh, and of course, opening the borders up here and letting people in unvetted, the Democrats distribute across the country. You cannot make up the magnitude of this insanity. And it is an attempted Ebola assault on America. This is the New World Order.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I've studied politics in the world from different angles, and I can tell you what Dr. Pechenik's saying is just the truth. It's not even a statement about is it good or is it bad. It's the truth. And President Trump is becoming the first president in a long time to actually have the reins of power. And the bureaucracies and these little circles, these little advisory boards that had been in control are now fully panicked. In fact, I got a bunch of calls from D.C. yesterday, and they were like, wow, everybody's really panicked. Even, you know, people that are against Trump, they're kind of giving up right now, and they're just in disarray. And then Pence tried to call Pelosi to tell her stuff was going on, and she wouldn't even answer the phone, but they bitch and complain and say that Trump isn't allowed to act alone under the Constitution, even though you are during an emergency. So what are the Democrats going to do now? Because they are just degenerating in front of everybody, self-destructing, as you say, Dr. Pechenik.
It's self-destructing, Alex. I'll give you the example. It's the perfect example. Bernie Sanders is criticizing Biden. You've got a cardiac-impaired, ancient geriatric socialist criticizing a neurologically deficient individual who was vice president, both of whom can't really speak appropriately, both of whom don't represent the United States. And you have Nancy Pelosi, who didn't know what was going on, walked away and thought she could play the game of Machiavelli. In turn, instead, she became the Joker, the sociopathic egomaniac who had no idea what's going on. They're not relevant anymore. Schumer's not relevant. Schiff is not relevant. All of California now has got to look at its own problems. But
and
the
you're
reality,
totally correct, but it's accelerating in the end phases of self-destruction, which does still make them dangerous. I mean, at a certain point, a dog with rabies isn't that dangerous unless it gets in a backyard with your toddler. Well, these rabid dogs are in the backyard with toddlers. I don't mean physically put them down, but do we just let them keep zombieing around?
I would let them eat, devour each other. I mean, it couldn't be more perfect. The leading candidate is Biden. He has a neurological deficit. He just gave a speech yesterday about Iraq, and he used the word Iran. I mean, how demented do you want a man like that? You have Bernie Sanders, a demented socialist. You have Warren, a socialist.
And why can't they see it and ever even criticize themselves enough? Like, some days I have a bad show. I do things that are wrong. I admit it on air. I want to be better. These people never – they just double down on everything and have no standards and are literally a group of clowns.
Remember one thing. You and I have products. They have process. They are not interested in the end point. They're just interested in how much more they can get for themselves and self-aggrandizing. So they become incredibly narcissistic individuals, which is what the psychiatrists from Yale said about Trump. And I said, they were wrong, Jerry Post. You were wrong, Dr. Lee. The real narcissists who have malignant narcissism are your Democrats, Nancy Pelosi with $120 million, Dianne Feinstein, 85, who has $30 million, a Bernie Sanders, who's a cripple, Biden, who's an idiot, and you get Warren, who basically doesn't, is 70 years old. So you've got your narcissists killing each other when, in fact, all of the psychiatrists were saying we had trouble with Trump, while you and I said, no, there's nothing wrong with Trump. He's a New Yorker. He's a businessman. By the way, politicians have become irrelevant. And guess what? We don't need these politicians. And as I said before, years ago, we're devolving power away from the federal government to the states. And your state is becoming one of the most powerful states.
And by the way, like you said like a year ago, Trump will leave New York. He's leaving New York to Florida. It's official.
Well, that's where he belongs. We don't pay state taxes. You know, and that's what's happening. We're growing, and Trump is the future. He doesn't have to worry about impeachment because McConnell has done a brilliant job.
And now we've got all these big comedians saying Hollywood is dead and they're a bunch of pedos to their faces. And the ship is sinking, literally. And Trump and America is back and is winning. I've got to agree with you. SteveBochynek.com. Thanks for coming on short notice. I really appreciate you.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. There you go. Now, I'm going to do 10 minutes of calls. I'm going to every person on here. They're going to each get 1 minute. I really appreciate you holding. Then Mike Adams takes over. And then I'm going to be back on the war room to talk about what Dave Chappelle said and did. It's so huge. It's such a sea change. Stay with us. Infowarsstore.com. We have a new product, and we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste, and it doesn't compete with Super Blue that's fortified with colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride-free, the adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above sea coral calcium that also cleans but also remineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented silver sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that cause gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation, InfoWarsStore.com. That's why we're still on air, thanks to you.
But where are the clowns? Send in the clowns. Don't bother, they're here.
You know, I felt like going crazy at the start of the last hour.
Isn't it?
And if you watched that, you said, okay, is that an actor or is that somebody really blowing up on air? No, that's a real something I feel like. That was real. I was in control of myself and I let myself do it. So it's all real. Everything I say here, I believe. But I do let the dog off the leash occasionally and have a little bit of fun because it felt good to run around and get angry. Yesterday, I like to act stupid and act like a hummingbird in front of my kids and flap my hands and jump around the house. And I did it on Owen's show just to sometimes not take myself so serious. You know, we cover really serious subjects, but callers call in thanking me. Oh, you're great. You're great. No, you're great. I want freedom. So do you. Yeah. We're the majority. Let's come together. Let's do it. And then let's not be these people on TV that take themselves so seriously that they don't have some fun sometimes. You know, 1 minute I'm having fun. The next minute I got a former guy that used to run assassination squads on air saying, John Bolton, you better not try to take the president out. That was not a threat, folks. That was a real thing on air. Just letting Bolton know he needs to, you know, watch out what he does because, well, the American people are watching and we wish him a long, healthy, wonderful life. And I didn't know Pechenik was going to say that on air, but that's all real stuff going on. And it really shows where this country is. And I can tell you, there's a lot of people don't like America being run into the ground. But America first doesn't just mean that America is now going to be like, you know, this pious little wimp that sits in the corner. And America first means America doing a lot of things that are going to seem very aggressive. And that doesn't mean I endorse all of those things. It just means that just because we get control of the country again, doesn't mean then that you agree with everything the president's going to do. Just because he's not a bad guy, you might not agree with some of that. So I might not agree with that, but it's a process. It's a process. Okay, let's go to David in Illinois. Thank you for holding. I really appreciate it. Go ahead, sir. All right, he's gone. I appreciate you, David. Let's go to David in Pennsylvania. Thanks for holding, Dave. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Good, brother. Thank you for holding.
Hey, God bless you, and God bless everyone at InfoWars.
Thank you.
And God bless all your listeners. Hey, Alex. As far as it goes, what the president did, I stand by President Trump. And nobody's more afraid about whether he's real or not because he carries my last name. You know, my last name's Trump, too.
Well, that's cool. That's a cool German name.
Yes, it is. So trust me when I say I'm hoping he's real because the last thing you'd want to happen is someone not to be real, and then you have to walk through life with that.
Well, I mean, here's the deal. I'm for real. I love God, and I want to be a good person. Sometimes I get angry and I do bad things and later I go, my God, I was just out of control and I really feel bad about it. The key is having a conscience. But I mean, Trump, I believe, comes from a centered place of not wanting to hurt people and wanting to help America and the world. Like Trump said, I want victory for the planet. He said, I don't want just America to be free and prosperous. I want North Korea to be free and prosperous. I want victory for humanity. And he does. He's a service guy. He wants his golf courses and hotels and happy people. He doesn't do well when people don't do well. He's about products at the end, like Pachenik was saying, where he's from the top down and the bottom up. He gets that if we're not doing well, he's not doing well. He's not a Pelosi who produces nothing and just sits between the intersection of the people and production sucking off of it. Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense, brother. And I just want to say, and I'm not kissing your butt. I'm not kissing your butt. You are a true general in the face of all of humanity. Because I remember back in the 90s, I was listening to this guy on shortwave. I can't even remember his name. He was given little tidbits about all the corruption, but he didn't want to go all the way. He was too afraid. And then came Alex Jones and said, "Now the hell with this. You are a true general in the face of all."
Brother, no, we're all, the reason I say don't build me up is build yourself up. We all did this together. We all just want freedom. God bless you. I appreciate your call, Dave. You're awesome. Okay, let's move quickly here. I want to get to everybody I can. Okay, who's been home the longest here? That would be, and my eyes are going out at this age. That would be Matt in New Mexico. Matt, go ahead.
God bless you, Alex, and thank God for President Trump. You know, at this point, his repeated civil restraint has got to be just driving the deep state crazy. A couple quick points. This address this morning, I had the same read as Pachenik. I didn't think he was uncomfortable. I think it was just a slow teleprompter. And this strike in Iran yesterday, I really think it was just kind of to save face, you know? They have a different culture, and that's why they're reporting American deaths to kind of say, see, we got them back, when, you know, just for their people.
Absolutely. Soleimani was hated in a lot of areas. I know he helped take out ISIS. That's great. But that's because he was in the Shiite civil war with the Sunnis. And so, again, I don't like killing him. I don't like this type of action. But I understand why Trump did it. And so far what Trump did is working. And we'll see if we get peace with Iran out of this. We may.
Oh, I think we will. I think this will be the end of it. I think those strikes yesterday were just BS. They did it just to kind of throw something up there, knowing we'd shoot it down, just so that they could save face and not look like wimps.
Well, we know they did. It turns out they called the Pentagon up and said they were going to do it. That's on InfoWars.com right now, so you're absolutely right. And Pachenik did used to go visit. He was involved in the whole Ayatollah thing, the whole nine yards on record. I mean, he repeatedly had like a whole bunch of meetings with Ayatollah Khomeini and all that stuff. The guy's dad, everybody knows. And basically, it was like, hey, you got a problem with Soleimani. He's not making the peace deal because there's a lot more to this than meets the eye. What's sick is watching the Democrats go in whole hog supporting Iran. It's one thing if you're against the strike, but to then salivate and worship the mullahs that and all those guys is sickening.
They've gone insane. I mean, they're blinded by rage, and now they've just lost it completely. I think they're just throwing their hands up in the air, kind of like, you know, the guy, the Iranian yesterday, and just they've lost it. They have
absolutely
nothing left.
Matt, great point. Thanks for holding. I really appreciate you. Okay, let's go to Casey in Oklahoma. Go ahead, Casey.
Good morning, Alex. Hey, something hit me this morning. I called in last week. I was pretty upset about what had been done, talking about how we're not waiting and that there's blood to be shed. And I got to draw back from that because something hit me this morning when I was sitting at the breakfast table with my wife and daughter. What if this is a whole nother level of 3D chess that we've not seen before? Trump was always, you don't get to be a billionaire with properties all over the world. You don't get to that level of status with being stupid. What if this whole entire thing with Soleimani and the Iranians was planned? What if this was orchestrated by Trump's behalf with back channels communicating with the Iranians and saying, hey, let's, you put up your sacrificial lamb, Soleimani, and then
what I'm saying is, sir, I don't think you just thought that this morning. That's basically what I see going on, and Pechenik does have a lot of those sources, and that's basically what is going on.
That chilled me to my bones because think about this. Think how many steps ahead he really is, that he doesn't want to allow the globalists to put us in a position to where we kill ourselves, but put us in a position to where we can extend the olive branch and create allies and pull out of that area.
Soleimani wasn't going to let that happen, and he's dead now. And we'll see if it works because, the CIA and all those guys, the better elements of it, love these decisive decapitations and hope they'll work. And sometimes they do, but a lot of times they don't. What it is better is not the globalist policy of blowing the Middle East up, the countries themselves, and having sanctions and starving everybody. This is a way to get out of that. And I would love to be friends with the Muslims, but at the same time demand that they reform themselves.
Exactly. But see, to me, it's almost on the level of Senator Palpatine, but not in a bad way, that Trump is ahead of him on so many different ways. And yet he smiles at him and extends that hand to him and lets him know that you're not going to puppeteer me like you've puppeteered other presidents and other people and officials in positions of power.
And the deep state isn't telling the president what to do right now. That itself is what makes me go along with it. I still am really concerned. Because I don't want to see even strikes, but I understand that this is a big, complex situation. Thank you, Casey. Okay, Tony, Eric, Shannon, Carlos, I know you didn't call in for a free T-shirt, but you're going to get one because I have a rule now. I stay late and go to all your calls, or you get a free T-shirt of your liking at InfoWarsStore.com. So please get their names and numbers and send them a free T-shirt or a bottle of X3 if that's what they want. The big sale is going to end today. I keep saying that for 3 days, but I haven't cut the ads yet. 60% off, X3, we've got Chill Force. It's all there, and it funds the operation.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
I want to talk about Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste because I hadn't tried it.
except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people, Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old, and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste. And it's fluoride-free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now, because I like the way it feels.
Andy in Florida. Thank you, Andy. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I love you, man. We love you. Before I go ahead and talk about the topic on hand, I got to talk about one of your products. A little bit about me. I'm 245 pounds. I work about 10 to 13 hours a day at UPS. And make a long story short, I used to have a problem with Adderall. I do have ADHD, but, you know, I was taking Adderall for its energy boosting properties. You know, I kind of got a little out of hand. And, you know, I listen to you religiously in my truck every day. So I tried your TurboForce, and really, it's a cliche. This product changed my life, but TurboForce really changed my life. Needless to say, I no longer take Adderall, and I get by literally the 13 hours a day I work on a half of a packet of your TurboForce. And if you take a half a packet, that's literally $1 a day, and you save so much money versus, you know, a Monster, which is what, $4.99. And I, you know, I just had to call in and tell you guys how great TurboForce is. And if anybody's on the fence, they really have to try it.
We're really proud of TurboForce, so thank you, sir. Commit to buy a lot of your products at InfoWarsStore.com, then help us spread the word, and let's just get busy. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Cell phones. Even those of us old enough to remember life before them can hardly imagine life without them now. But as with all new technologies, drugs, and products, what do we really know about how they affect our health, especially long term? No one can say for sure in the beginning, and as with most big industries, by the time scientific studies are performed, there's enough money at stake that negative findings are suppressed. Well, when it comes to the latest in mobile networks, wireless technology, and smart devices, make no mistake, there is an attack being perpetuated on your health and well-being.
The cell tower going up in your neighborhood? If it's not now, it may soon.
They say it would allow phone companies to put up new antennas in your neighborhood, whether you like it or not.
But to pave the way for that game change, telecom companies need to put up between 30,000 and 50,000 of these small cell antennas.
Local neighborhoods would be seeing something the size of a refrigerator showing up on a street pole, and they could say nothing to stop it.
They have no place in front of homes and residential neighborhoods.
Now, what about the ones that are
of all the places in Shadyside, why are you trying to put a cell phone tower in my kid's playground?
It's because you're getting beamed with all these invisible signals, but they're high-powered signals that are directionally aimed at the devices that are using them.
The manufacturers actually tell people in the instruction manual, which I never read, not to put the cell phone against your ear.
It's time to tell the truth. Wireless products.
The world's first electronic computer. Right now, it's solving mathematical problems for the U.S. Army, but who knows, someday a machine like this may check up on your income tax.
Any technology that pollutes the air by sending signals wirelessly can contribute to electropollution. Today, that means more than cell phones, laptops, and tablets. It means all of your smart devices. From TVs to toasters, smart meters to baby monitors, and refrigerators to speakers. Even fitness trackers have recently shown to negatively impact wearers with the Wi-Fi radiation they give off, causing a variety of reactions, ranging from skin rash to insomnia. All of these devices all emit electromagnetic radiation, often abbreviated as EMR or EMF for electromagnetic frequency. This kind of radiation is non-ionizing radiation. The risks from ionizing radiation, such as that from X-rays and nuclear power, are not as contested, Because it is non-ionizing, the industry would have you believe it is risk-free. But studies show this kind of radiation does impact human health, especially over an extended period of time. As these bands become cluttered with more and more devices, the networks slow down, unable to meet demand. This is supposedly why engineers created 5G, a place in the spectrum that still has wide bandwidth available, in the millimeter range. Millimeter wave technology will supposedly offer us the ability to transfer and download vast amounts of data and videos, with speeds up to 100 times faster. Downsides admitted to include massive use of battery life and the need for more cell towers. A lot more. Millimeter waves are short waves, therefore obstructed easily by buildings and other physical or geographical objects, which translate to a need for many, many more towers. In fact, experts estimate that we will need one tower for every 12 homes. This would make it virtually impossible to avoid the radiation from these towers.
People are getting neurological effects. People are getting cancer from wireless radiation. People are getting immune system problems. Mm-hmm. And fertility is affected, basically affecting all systems of the body.
Proponents point out that this move will drive the economy with jobs, such as for installing new towers. But what about the health concerns associated with the technology? Is it our economic duty to suffer the risks to our health? Cell phones first appeared in consumer markets in the 1980s without any government safety testing. Less than a decade later, users were already being diagnosed with lethal brain tumors, with lawsuits and fake research to prove safety following soon thereafter. As early as the 1990s, when fewer than 10 out of every 100 American adults had a cell phone, scientists proved that radiation from cell phones and towers damages DNA. Quickly thereafter, the science began piling up. Multiple studies show a link to brain cancer and brain tumors, up to 3 times increased risk, with even higher risk for those who use cell phones before age 20. Studies show radiation from cell phones cause tumors around the heart.
On the second floor where I took my lessons, there are 7 wireless routers on the ceiling and many people using wireless laptops. It was there that I felt like a volcano was erupting in my heart.
Scientists repeatedly find that cell phone radiation impacts fertility and causes low sperm counts and increases risk of miscarriage by as much as 50%. Studies link EMF radiation to autoimmune diseases and mental health problems, from anxiety to dementia. EMFs have been found to change the behavior of tissues and cells, harming blood, DNA, and bone marrow, as well as compromising whole systems, such as the reproductive system, endocrine system, and cardiovascular system. So, what is prolonged exposure then? Well, the industry would have you believe, and have the industry-funded studies that show, cell phones are safe unless you are a heavy user. The problem is that what was heavy use 10 years ago, approximately 9 hours of exposure per day, is light use today. If anything, the risk is even greater than these findings may imply. When independent scientists performed a detailed biological assessment of how cell phone radiation affects tissue, they found a direct link between exposure and an increase in tumors in the heart and brain. According to the researchers, just 20 minutes of cell phone use every day can triple your risk of developing a brain tumor. Combine that with the fact that 9 out of 10 cell phones exceed regulatory limits for radiation, according to the latest data, with most emitting 3 times the radiation as manufacturers claim, and you can begin to see the concern. And 5G makes it all worse. Cell towers, mobile phones, smart meters, and other smart devices emit electromagnetic radiation. These frequencies are how the new technology will enable downloading more data at higher speeds. Additionally, 5G networks will employ MIMO technology, an acronym for multiple input, multiple output. This type of technology uses a lot more transmitters per cell tower to send and receive information. This increase in transmissions and therefore EMF exposure is expected to correlate to an increase in health trauma. trials of the new technology have not gone well. After 5G was installed around firehouses in San Francisco, firefighters started reporting unusual health problems, ranging from confusion to memory problems. Symptoms disappeared when they relocated.
Ladies and gentlemen, this documentary is posted at Infowars.com on the front page right now. It's also posted at naturalnews.com. Whatever you do, get it. 5G Next Gen Health Dangers documentary. And I don't know, and it's not about groveling because he's such a humble guy. It's how much work Mike Adams does, how much he churns out. The guy is a wrecking ball to tyranny. So we're going to air the rest of this. He had problems with the Skype, which is great because this documentary needed to be seen. He was going to play clips of it. Now we're going to play the whole thing in the next two segments that he'll pop in via audio right at the end of the show. But whatever you do, share the live link right now at band.video and infowars.com/show. We're going to stream this, but then go to infowars.com on the front page and get the 5G Next Gen Health Dangers documentary and share it. I mean, these documentaries, he's churning one out like every week and running all his other operations. He's Superman. So I just sleep better at night knowing there's Mike Adams. Get this documentary out. It's incredible.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
You want to break some globalist ribs. You want to crush some skulls politically. You want to drive ice picks through their eyeballs spiritually. There's nowhere you can spend money. There's nowhere you can place your bet in a fight where it's going to have more power per dollar. Your bang for your buck here gets you great products at great prices that literally fund the system where the spirit of resistance lives to drive it home to the enemy. And so it's very simple. If you don't want to be slaves and you want to see the fight taken to the enemy, which God wants to see, you see, we have to make the effort 110%. God will finish the move. And I know I need to stay in the fight, in the attack, attack, attack. I want to attack. I want to go after the globalists. And just believe me, ladies and gentlemen, that if you want somebody to commit to you and your family to fight for all of our futures together, you've got to guarantee you keep me in the game. I'm going to bust my ass with everything I got for us, for myself and my family, for your family, because we're in this together. InfoWarsStore.com.
It's either happened to every person listening or it's happened to someone you know. Everybody is well aware of the fact that most people that end up getting the flu have taken the flu vaccine right before they get it, and that they get the worst case of the flu of their life. But still, like concentration camp victims, they line up at the different pharmacies and clinics to get the injections. It doesn't matter that studies, mainline government studies in Canada and Europe show that when you take the flu vaccine, it doubles your chances of getting the flu the next season by lowering your immunity. It goes on and on. Or the fact that the governments have never guessed the next year's mutation, that the flu vaccine has never, ever even worked. But how do you prop up a hoax? You keep the giant hoax going. No wonder we've got one of the worst flu seasons on record happening right now.
Owl Killer in New Jersey. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, hey, I just want to say it's great to be back once again, and I've never gotten to do this, but I'm going to give you a shout-out for your pod. So that Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste and that Super Blue whitening toothpaste is on another level. I use the Super Blue in the morning and then the whitening at night, and it absorbs into your gums. It is by far the best product that I've ever used in my life. I literally just took TurboForce on my way to the gym right now. I've had four shoulder surgeries and a back surgery, and that body has made me feel better than any any type of physical therapy or anything that I've ever done in my life. So I just want to get that out of the way. Support this man. Everything that he exposed. Nobody knew about Bohemian Grove. Nobody knew about Epstein. Nobody knew about Bilderberg. Nobody called 9/11 before it happened in July 2001. Go look it up yourself.
Well, we try our best, sir. They definitely want us off the air. Without you, we're not here. But yeah, these are all great products. So thank you, sir.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Is a weapon. 5G gives you cancer. 5G surveils you. Switzerland's banning it. Many of its states, cantons. Israel invented it, has banned it. Chinese communist Huawei's 5G has been banned by Trump. But other companies like Apple, AT&T, and Verizon were supposed to bow down to it. Doesn't matter who owns the microwave that fries you. What matters is you're fried. The documentary is posted right now, 5G Next Generation Health Dangers documentary by Mike Adams. He's coming up in a moment, but here's more of the film.
According to the latest data, with most emitting three times the radiation as manufacturers claim, and you can begin to see the concern. And 5G makes it all worse. Cell towers, mobile phones, smart meters, and other smart devices emit electromagnetic radiation. These frequencies are how the new technology will enable downloading more data at higher speeds. Additionally, 5G networks will employ MIMO technology, an acronym for multiple input, multiple output. This type of technology uses a lot more transmitters per cell tower to send and receive information. This increase in transmissions and therefore EMF exposure is expected to correlate to an increase in health trauma. Trials of the new technology have not gone well. After 5G was installed around firehouses in San Francisco, firefighters started reporting unusual health problems, ranging from confusion to memory problems. Symptoms disappeared when they relocated to different fire stations.
And last time I checked, firefighters weighing in, who dorm and live, we are not transient employees, at the fire stations, when did we stop mattering as far as input goes from people and as stakeholders for what the impact is going to be of these towers?
A scientist from Gateshead, England, is speaking out about the health problems 5G has created in his community. After 5G was installed in their street lamps in 2016, residents started experiencing a variety of side effects, ranging from insomnia to nosebleeds and even miscarriages, birth defects, and stillbirths. Scientists believe the EMF radiation disrupts gene expression and the body's ability to keep cells healthy. Millimeter wave radiation has been shown to be more easily absorbed by human skin, leading Israeli experts to warn of increased risk of skin cancer and skin diseases for those exposed to this type of radiation. In 2002, a Russian study confirmed that millimeter wave technology compromises the immune system. Separate Polish and Japanese studies found that the technology damages eye tissue. Other research linked exposure to disruptions in heartbeats and rhythms and linked it to heart disease, sleep disorders, and infertility. We are already being bombarded with electromagnetic pollution from our smartphones, Wi-Fi, smart meters, new vehicles, and all the other automated devices on the market. Recently, it was proven that smart meters interfere with normal heart function. They emit a constant bombardment of microwave radiation that can be very damaging to the heart, which most people don't realize. As our society moves towards smart homes and smart cities, driverless cars, and autonomous augmented realities, we will all become even more saturated in electropollution. It's not just children and pregnant women that are in danger. Peer-reviewed studies have consistently shown...
Again, this is so powerful, even though I already watched it yesterday, that I'm just sitting here in the studio with Mike Adams about to take over, and I'm watching it again, and I'm thinking, when I get home tonight, I'm going to turn the TV on, plug it in to Brighteon or Band.video, and I'm going to have my children watch this. Because they already know these issues, but this is so important. We have to make a big issue out of this. We just can't have 29,000 views in one day at Band.video, and I'm sure tens of thousands over on his Brighteon site. This is banned on YouTube. We're showing you mainline studies, documents. Think about this. They have banned him even more than us at many levels. This is sick evil. So Mike Adams is taking over right now. But I got to tell you, I think I'm going to play this during the first hour tomorrow of my show to signify to everybody that, hey, the fourth hour is as important as the first hour, but it's when we have a bigger audience in general as the first and second hour. In fact, I'm going to play this in the second hour tomorrow because everybody needs to invest in caring and understanding. Now they've got 6G coming out. So everyone, share it from Infowars.com. Share it from NaturalNews.com. Share it from Band.video. Share it from Brighteon.com. Whatever you do, take action and fight back. And I know I say this all the time because don't thank me when you tune in. I'm thanking you for caring. We're in this boat together. We're all bailing water together. We can get to the island of reawakening and common sense in a programming future, but this is a anti-human eugenics plan. We've got to, as Paul Revere has, get the word out. So I salute Mike Adams for this documentary, 5G Next Gen Health Dangers documentary. Now you know what to do, Paul Revere's. Well, now let's go to Mike Adams.
Well, thank you, Alex, and I got to thank your team there at Band.video. They gave us a channel to start uploading this video content maybe a month ago or so. We've been posting, I think, about a video a day to your channel. And here's some good news. We now have a three-person team dedicated to making more of these documentaries, and every single one of them will be uploaded to Band.video. And just the fact that you have that platform, that you're able to fund it, and that we, in parallel, have Brighteon.com, so that if one of us gets banned, you know, the other one has the same videos there as well. It's amazing.
This could not be seen if you and I hadn't separately done this ahead of the crackdown we knew was coming.
That's right. That's right. And that's why we've had the same mindset about this. Build platforms. Use our platforms. Stop promoting the evil tech platforms. Use our platforms and encourage our incredible supporters who are supporting you in many ways. I'm going to talk about that in just a second. But encourage them to share on these platforms. Stop making billions for Mark Zuckerberg or Sundar Pichai or these others. Support Band.video or Brighteon or alternative platforms. Now, I got to mention, we're doing some research on this, Alex, and your audience is going to be fascinated about this, but there are, what we know so far is that taking in antioxidants helps your body eliminate the toxic molecules that are created due to 5G exposure. Now, of course, we haven't done clinical trials yet. We don't know exactly which antioxidants are the most effective. We're conducting research on that. But what we can say right now is that the molecules that are created from 5G exposure, that are created inside your body, that circulate in your blood, they are the most damaging radicals that can damage your brain tissue and your neurology. And they are in your body the moment you're exposed to 5G. And if you don't have some superfoods or supplements or a good diet that's got good antioxidants in it, then those dangerous molecules are causing literal brain damage. But if you have the right supplements, the right classes of, you know, antioxidants, carotenoids, these superfoods, many of the items that you offer, Alex, then your body can neutralize these. And I think this is going to be a key for nutritional survival of your brain from this day forward is going to be, do you have the nutrition to protect yourself from the dangers of 5G exposure that literally have a chemical impact on your body and create brain damaging molecules right inside your own blood? And this, again, we're doing more research on this. Of course, we'll be sharing it with your audience and our audience and doing documentaries and so on. But the good news is more documentaries are also on the way on different topics. I was just talking to my team this morning that's doing these, what I call mini documentaries, and I approved two more scripts that are going to be in production. We're going to share all of these with you at Infowars.com and Band.video. So look, we are the new media. We cover the topics that nobody's willing to cover. You know, this platform that you're watching right now, Infowars.com, is absolutely crucial in this fight for humanity. And we are building more platforms. We have more announcements coming out in the next few weeks, actually, some really good things. This is what it's all about. We take your support. When you support Infowars and Infowars Store and alternative media platforms, all of us, Alex, myself, and others, we take those resources And instead of stuffing them into our own pockets, we put them into investments in infrastructure to help set humanity free.
And that's because that it's not just that we're perfect goody-two-shoes. It's a war. We know this is real. We want to defeat this. We've been banned. We're building this infrastructure because having our voice is like having oxygen when you've been held underwater. We are fighting for our lives. We have survival instincts. They've not broken our will. Our spirits are strong. We're linking up with other humans that have strong spirits. It doesn't matter what color you are. It's the spirit you have. We're brothers. We're sisters. And we're winning. And I know Mike is about to launch some beautiful new infrastructure that is going to terrify the enemy so all those slime bags know the fear of God, and then we're never going to back down and never surrender. Mike Adams takes over from naturalnews.com. On the other side, stay with us. Naturalnews.com, tomorrow's news today. The globalists know that I will never willingly give up. I've said it many times. I will never give in. I will never give up, but I could give out. And it's very, very frustrating to see them committing all their crimes against humanity, to see evil running rampant like this, and to know that most Americans have already been silenced in cyberspace, that most Americans have already been shadow banned by big tech, and to know that most Americans feel powerless and don't realize how much power they have by spreading the word about NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com, and Band.video. And that people are hungry for the truth now more than ever. And then if you tell people, hey, the banned truth they don't want you to have is at InfoWars.com/show and Band.video. So take heart, folks. They've had to censor everybody and shut everybody down because the truth is powerful and they can't beat us fair and square.
I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalists, because I'm committed to a future for humanity, and I know you are as well. So thank you in 2019. For standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us in 2020 however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar, and you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you, and I suggest you use it.
The best product, I'm not supposed to be biased, but I'm going to tell you all now, if you haven't tried TurboForce, you need to try it. I've tried TurboForce with everything. Sometimes, you know, I went a little bit crazy. I put TurboForce in my coffee. That was a crazy week. I don't remember sleeping, but as far as the products go, TurboForce is my favorite, and all the InfoWars products are down to taking control of your life, taking control of your health, and not relying on other people to do it for you. Nobody wakes up in the morning and thinks, I'm going to give that person over there a better life. I'm going to wake up today. You know what? I'm going to spend my entire day trying to make that guy over there healthier, happier, and richer. I'm going to make sure he gets a Ferrari and a girlfriend. I don't think that happens very often. It's never happened to me. I've never had anyone knock on my door and said, Tate, you're such a good guy. How can I improve your life in every single way? There's only one person who woke up and thought that, and that was me. I woke up and thought, you know what? Okay, I want to take control of my life. I want to take control of my health. And that's why you need to go to InfoWars.com, take control of your health right now, and support the resistance. Don't buy into the groupthink. Don't drink the Kool-Aid, drink the Turbo Force. Kool-Aid's bad and the Turbo Force is good.
If you understand why the globalists, why the servants of Satan hate InfoWars, it's because we're awake, we're alive, we're passionate, and we're not giving up. That's why it's critical for those of us that are aware of the New World Order's plans to not get down when they attack us and they persecute us and they lie about us. That's what we should expect, because we are hurting these scumbags. The globalists have literally sold their soul to the dark side, and they do what they do because they're slaves, because they are eternally driven to try to suppress and dominate and destroy the innocent. It is up to us who are awake, not the sheep and not the wolves, but the sheepdogs, to stand firm and resist these wicked tyrants. They fear the fact that we are awake. They fear the fact that we are alive. They fear the fact that we love God. And that's all we ever have to know, is that God is in charge.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones with Mike Adams.
We've been talking about this new mini documentary that's available on band.video, racking up tens of thousands of views literally overnight. One of the key things that everybody needs to understand here, and you're going to hear a lot more about this term over the next few years, it's called peroxynitrites. Peroxynitrites, P-E-R-O-X-Y, followed by nitrites, N-I-T-R-I-T-E-S. Peroxynitrites, these are the highly toxic molecules that are literally created inside your body, in your blood, when you're exposed to 5G electromagnetic radiation. And these peroxynitrites break down into highly reactive, highly dangerous oxygen reactive species as well as nitrogen reactive species. It's straightforward biochemistry, by the way. And these are extremely damaging substances. And in effect, the 5G system has created a binary weapon. Now, this weapon system, which I'm going to call now an electro-nutritional weapon, or let's call it electro-biochemical weapon system, okay? So the electromagnetic radiation from 5G combines with a nutritionally deficient state in a human being, someone who is not taking supplements, someone who's eating just junk food, someone who's depleting their body of antioxidants and minerals, someone who's living a junk food lifestyle. Those people are highly, highly vulnerable to these peroxynitrites, which are created through 5G exposure. So both of these conditions have to be true in order for your brain to be severely damaged by 5G exposure. Now, we covered some of this in the 5G documentary that's up on band.video, but I've done more research since then, so some of what I'm saying here is not even in that documentary yet. We're going to do a follow-up documentary that describes the chemistry, the biochemistry of what I'm going through right now. The upshot, the takeaway that you need to know, and I beg you to listen and share this vital information, is that if you thought that nutrition was just, I don't know, an anti-aging solution or just something to make your skin look better or whatever. No, nutrition now is survival against 5G. And as they roll out 6G in the future, and as they roll out, you know, the Internet of Things, where you're going to have 5G beams from billions of devices across America, devices that you might wear in your clothing, in your hat, on your wrist, on your belt. I mean, clothing is going to be embedded with these 5G broadcast devices. What it means is your body is going to be absolutely saturated with 5G signals. Your body is going to be turned into a chemical weapon against itself. I mean, when I look in big context here, I hear people talk about Soleimani and, you know, what's going on in Iran and the bombing of him, the Hellfire missile strike and everything. Those people are so dangerous. Okay. Maybe so, but you've got even bigger dangers right here in America. It's called the 5G cell towers. Way bigger dangers right here in America because people are being poisoned every minute of every day that they're exposed to 5G. And if they don't know that they need to eat healthier, that they need to take supplements in order to protect themselves, then I'm sorry, they're going to suffer severe brain damage. And even Soleimani couldn't cause massive brain damage across America in the way that the telecommunications industry is doing, and not even to mention the fluoride industry or the dental industry installing mercury. Oh, and by the way, in my research, guess what I turned up? Two metals make the peroxynitrites even worse. Two metals. That if you have these metals in your blood, your body can't create the proper enzymes to break down the peroxynitrites and neutralize them. Guess what metals those are? Take a guess. One of them is mercury, which is found in vaccines. And another of those metals is aluminum, which is found in many over-the-counter medications, as well as vaccines, as well as in some grocery items like baking soda for certain brands. If you are eating aluminum and getting mercury exposure, your body cannot defend you against the peroxynitrites that are created by the 5G cell tower exposure. You see how this gets complex, but do you see how dangerous it is? And I don't know of anybody else in America that's doing this research. I don't know any other news network that's talking about this right now. I haven't even had time to write this up on my website. You're hearing it first right here on Infowars.com. Who else in this world has the platform and the knowledge and cares enough about humanity to bring you this news? You know, that's why your support is so crucial, but I feel an urgent need to bring you this information. You've got to get away from mercury exposure. You've got to get away from aluminum exposure. You've got to clean up your diet. You've got to practice detox. And by the way, you know what the two best ways to detox are? Drinking water and sweating. So drink water and go take a walk. You know, drink water and exercise. Sweat, people. It's going to save your life in this case. And then have good nutrition, good food, good supplements. You know, eat the fresh fruits and vegetables that are filled with all the pigments, the colors. The colors are medicine. Did you know that? Colors are actual medicine. The lycopene in carrots, the proanthocyanidins in grape seeds. If you eat grapes and they have seeds in them, you should chew the seeds and swallow them because that's powerful. Cardiovascular medicine in the grape seeds. You wonder why the grocery stores, they want to sell you seedless grapes? Because they took the medicine out, people. You should eat the grape skins and the grape seeds. I could just go on and on. They've taken the nutrition out of the food in the grocery store while they're building a weapons network of 5G cell towers that's exposing you to this electromagnetic radiation that's turning your body into a chemical bomb factory, causing your body to carpet bomb itself with toxic molecules. But the answers are all out there. The answers are right in front of you. It's in the grocery store. It's in the supplements. It's in the superfoods. The answers are available to anyone who's just wise enough to take advantage of them. And yeah, I feel passionate about this because this is what I do. I'm a food scientist. You know, I study nutrition. I study these issues. And I see that humanity is being harmed right here in America in a way that all the terrorists in Iran could never even dream of accomplishing. They didn't poison the water supply, but the fluoride pushers did. You know, Soleimani, he didn't poison our children with toxic vaccines and send them to the hospital with febrile seizures and comas. But the vaccine industry did that, didn't they? I mean, you know, look, even if we killed 10,000 terrorists over in Iraq or Iran or Afghanistan or Syria, we are still being poisoned to death right here in America. And frankly, when is Trump going to take action here in America against these threats against us? That's one of my big questions. I mean, I'm just going to say it. I think that Trump needs to prioritize some of these domestic issues that are facing us, like freedom of speech. You know, for example, the First Amendment, the Second Amendment under attack in Virginia and other places across America. And we're all under attack from these 5G telecommunications networks that frankly seem to be well supported by the Trump administration right now. I think Trump needs to be better informed about the risks that these pose to all of us. All right. Let me take care of a couple other items here. I do want to say that coming up January 20th, this is absolutely crucial for those of you who are in Virginia or near Virginia, the Virginia Citizens Defense League, I think that's vcdl.org, is of course hosting a lobby day. And it's absolutely crucial that you join that effort. That's January 20th in Virginia, obviously in Richmond, but also all around the state there. You got to join that. Your Second Amendment rights are under severe attack from these Democrats. Another important point. We've only got a couple minutes left here. I hear people today saying, oh, the war's over. Iran's backing down. Everything's fine. The stock market's up. I just want to issue some words of caution here. First of all, a rising bubble market does not equate to a good economy. The fundamentals still aren't there. You've heard Gerald Celente and others talk about that, so I'm not going to go into those details, but don't mistake a rising bubble with a good economy. Yeah, the economy is good in many ways, but some fundamentals are really lacking when you look at these stock market evaluations. Secondly, the other day, a truckers transportation coalition, I covered this at Natural News. They warned about a quote, super supply chain crisis in America. If things go bad, if there are sleeper cells that attack cities, if there is a loss of infrastructure to be able to transport goods in and out of American cities, the truckers are not suicidal. They're not going to drive into the cities and just get shot up by some insane Antifa crowd or drive into a war zone. Truckers are actually very adaptive. They're survivors. They're street smart people. I have a lot of respect for truckers, and they are underappreciated in our country. And if things go bad in a city, truckers aren't going to bring you your food, your medicine, the fuel that powers your vehicles. And I think it's way too early to say that Iran's not going to strike back with sleeper cells across America. They very well could, and they could do it at any time this year, and they have every incentive to do so. Because the more chaos they can cause in America, the more likely they might be able to see Trump defeated in the 2020 election. Trump needs peace and calm and civility really, to win re-election. But all of Trump's enemies are trying to cause mass chaos and collapse and mayhem. So keep all of that in mind. Take these warnings seriously. I thank you for your support. I thank you for your attention. My name's Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here, finishing up the last hour on InfoWars.com today. Support this network. The words of Alex Jones are crucial to share across America. The survival of this network is crucial. And we, again, are the only ones in America that are going to bring you the truth about 5G, about sleeper cells, about the history of what Barack Obama did. We, the independent media, this is it. We're the ones bringing you this, so we greatly appreciate your support. Owen Schroyer is up next on The War Room. Stay tuned.